the coal of fire touch the prophet. Sorry. Yea, the Lord of harvest with me calling. Who will go and work for me too? Who will go? Who will bring to me the lost and dying? Who will bring them to the narrow? Speak my Lord, speak my Lord. Oh, speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak my Lord, speak my Lord. Speak and I will answer, Lord, send me. When the coal of fire touched the prophet, making him as pure can be. If God said, who go for us? Then he answered, here am I, send me. Oh, speak my Lord, speak my Lord, speak and I be quick answer thee. Speak my Lord, speak my Lord, speak and I will salute me. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Millions now in sin and shame are dying. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to their rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Oh, speak my Lord. Oh, speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak my Lord. Speak and I will.
It's a good condition to be in, that when the Lord speaks, we respond. Speak, my Lord, I'll be quick to answer. Here am I, send me. May the Lord grant us that grace to his word even today. Whatever the word would, when the word would come and knock at our door, because the Lord knows our address, that's a good thing. How good that it is to open up, to respond. And to let his word have its way. We want to greet the visitors, Tafadzwa.
Yes, we
greet you, Tafadzwa. God bless you. Blessing and his mom. Or here somewhere. God bless you as well. It's good to see Blessing as well. Roman and their friend. That's the one. Okay, God bless you. And also, Brother Maxwell, God bless you. It's good to see you back. Let's keep Brother Andris and his family there away as well on holiday. They've gone back to Lithuania, I think, so let's keep them in prayer while they're away. And God bless your sister Liana's mother as well. And Joshua. Amen. Joshua's made his appearance in the house of the Lord. We do thank the Lord. So we want to dedicate Joshua afterwards by the grace of God. Let's open our Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 24.
1 Samuel 24.
1 Samuel chapter 24. We have a thought today just on two concepts which go hand in hand, is repentance and forgiveness.
Nous avons un sujet sur deux faces, la repentance et le pardon.
Repentance and forgiveness.
La repentance et le pardon.
1 Samuel 24.
1 Samuel 24.
We read from verse 3.
Nous allons lire à partir du verset 3.
Speaking of King Saul.
Parlant du roi Saul.
And he came to the sheepcotes by the way where was a cave. And Saul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David said unto him, Behold the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterwards that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servants with these words, and suffered them not to rise up against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. Maybe we could all just put ourselves before the Lord at the beginning of the service. Because we know that the word, it needs fertile ground. It needs a heart in a certain condition. So let's all pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, just as your people, how we call upon thy name and how we look unto thee, Lord, upon this day.
As we do look unto thee, as we do bring all things up unto thee, let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.
Saints, you may be seated. So I thought you wanted to look at his repentance and forgiveness. You may be seated. God bless you. Thanks for that. Now, just my thought, just looking through the Bible. If ever you look at any believer, anybody ever achieved or attained too much in the kingdom of God? And I'm sure that every single one of us today who are following the Lord, we desire to come to that place, the real place that the Lord wants us to be. Because when the Lord calls somebody, there's a certain place in the body. There's a certain purpose that he calls them for. And these two attributes, repentance and forgiveness, are so essential for anybody to make it all the way to the adoption. Without these two attributes being able to express themselves in our lives, repentance, forgiveness, we're going to fall short along the way. Doesn't mean we won't be believers. Doesn't mean you'll be lost sometimes. But a lot of complications come in because of these two things. But when you get these two things together,
mais quand vous les mettez ensemble,
if you get a genuine repentance,
quand vous avez une repentance
and you get a genuine forgiveness,
et un pardon authentique,
blessings always come forth.
Les bénédictions
Those
venir.
Are the conditions always
ce sont toujours les
for blessings to come forth.
Pour que la bénédiction
and where we fall short many times,
et parfois quand nous
tombons on the one side,
fois, d'un côté,
there's not a heartfelt repentance.
D'abord, y a pas un cœur repentant.
Or sometimes there is, but on the other side, there's not a wholehearted forgiveness.
Peut-être qu'il y a la repentance, mais de l'autre
but if you
côté,
bring the combination
pardon.
Of these two things together,
mais si vous combinez ces deux choses ensemble,
now the prophet speaks of dry-eyed confession.
Le prophète parle de la confession aux
he says that was the problem in the Christian world.
C'est le problème dans le monde
he
chrétien.
Said too much of the repentance that we see is dry-eyed confession.
Y a beaucoup de repentance qui se font aux yeux secs.
And what he was meaning by that,
qu'est-ce qu'il disait par cela?
Is that a genuine repentance, genuine confession,
une confession
genuine remorse,
un remords authentique.
There's got to be some feeling in it.
Il doit y avoir une sensation
There's got to be something genuine behind
il doit y
it.
Avoir une authenticité
we see
derrière.
It with children.
Nous le voyons avec les
Daniel,
enfants.
Don't do that.
Daniel,
go
ne
and
fais
say
pas
sorry
ceci.
To your sister.
Va dire pardon à ta sœur.
Sorry.
Dis pardon.
That's a dry-eyed sort of a confession.
Ça, c'est une confession aux yeux
and that kind of a repentance,
et ce genre de repentance
is a sure sign
c'est un signe évident
that that problem is going to repeat again.
Que ce problème va se
when you see a repentance like that, you can almost be sure
quand vous voyez une repentance comme
a lesson hasn't been learned.
À moins la
there's no real
été,
sorrow for what's been done.
Y a pas vraiment de regret pour ce qui a été fait.
And therefore, the chances of that person doing it again are very high.
Et y a plus de chances que la personne répète la
but
même
when you see a genuine repentance,
mais quand vous voyez une véritable
there's something about a real repentance.
Il y a quelque chose au sujet d'une
if you go and look in the Bible,
quand vous regardez
Jesus
la Bible,
says that the angels in heaven rejoice for what?
Jésus dit, les anges de, du ciel se réjouissent
over one sinner that repents.
Quand un pécheur se
repent. A genuine repentance.
Une véritable
repentance. And what is a repentance?
Et qu'est-ce que la
it's
repentance?
To consider where you are.
C'est considérer où vous
and
êtes.
What has brought you to where you are.
Qu'est-ce qui vous a amené là
and
où
to
vous
regret.
Et le regret.
To have sorrow in two things.
Et de regretter en deux choses.
You sorrow for firstly for the things that have brought you to where you are.
Vous regrettez d'abord pour ce qui vous a amené là où vous
and
êtes.
And secondly, you're sorry for the position that you are.
Et deuxièmement pour la position
you're
que
sorry
vous
that you've allowed yourself to come into the place that you are.
Vous êtes désolé de vous mettre dans cette
you've allowed certain influences.
Maintenant sous une certaine
you've
influence.
Given in to certain weaknesses.
Vous avez cédé à une
rebelled against the word, disobeyed, whatever the reason is.
Désobéi à la parole.
That's brought you to a place that now you come to a place of regret.
Cela vous amène dans une vous commencez à regretter.
You wish you could reverse time.
Vous souhaitez que vous pouviez rentrer dans
you have
temps.
Remorse.
Vous avez des remords.
The Bible says,
la Bible dit,
godly sorrow worketh repentance. Godly sorrow works repentance.
La repentance divine va avec la
a person has come to that condition where there's a godly sorrow.
La personne est arrivée à un moment où elle a la
and we'll see it as we go along. That there are certain attributes of a genuine repentance.
Il y a certains attributs de la véritable
and one of these attributes is there's a witness in heavenly places.
Et l'un de ces attributs, c'est les témoignages
because the angels rejoice.
Parce que les anges se
therefore something takes place in the heavenly places il, when there's a genuine repentance.
Il y a quelque chose qui se produit au ciel quand il y a une véritable
and
repentance.
Genuine people
et les véritables
can sense that themselves.
Ils peuvent le sentir
when eux-mêmes. Somebody really comes to you to repent
quand quelqu'un vient auprès de vous
pour from their heart for what they've done. Even sometimes they don't have to say much. But it's just the spirit they're in. The atmosphere that's there. There's a divine witness in heaven that God is pleased with what's taking place. God isn't pleased at what's been done.
Dieu n'est pas content de ça,
but he's pleased with the repentance.
Mais il est content de la repentance.
That is a genuine, heartfelt acknowledging of evil, of wrong.
C'est une reconnaissance profonde de ce, du mal que vous aviez
and
fait.
It's that genuine acknowledgement from the heart
c'est une reconnaissance profonde venant du cœur
that brings the blessing down.
Qui amène la bénédiction.
And people can sense and people realize.
Et les gens peuvent le sentir et peuvent
there's something
le
more here than just somebody saying words.
Qui a plus que les paroles qui sont prononcées.
Now, if you take that woman with the alabaster box,
si vous prenez la femme avec la, l'huile
the Bible says she was what, the worst sinner in the city,
la Bible
immorally.
Dit qu'elle était immorale, la plus immorale de la ville.
The Bible says she was a great sinner.
La Bible dit qu'elle était la plus grande pécheresse.
Jesus said, I know your sins and they are many.
Jésus dit, je connais tes péchés, ils sont
she was guilty as guilty can be.
Elle était aussi coupable qu'on
she had been
l'être.
Immoral.
Elle était immorale.
She must have broken up homes.
Peut-être qu'elle avait brisé des familles.
Defiled men.
Qu'elle avait sué des hommes.
She must have been such a bad influence where she was.
Peut-être qu'elle était sous une très mauvaise
maybe her neighbors many times wanted to move her out of the neighborhood.
Peut-être plusieurs fois les gens voulaient s'éloigner d'elle.
But when she came that day to where Jesus was,
mais quand elle est venue ce jour-là,
friends,
là où
God
Jésus
has to work on both sides.
Dieu doit travailler des deux
here
côtés.
Was Jesus,
Jésus était
the
là,
Redeemer,
le Redempteur,
and Jesus was in the spirit of forgiveness.
Et Jésus était dans l'esprit de pardon.
And here was this woman
et cette femme était
with all of the wrong that she had done.
Avec tout le mal qu'elle avait
but
fait,
she had come to the place of repentance.
Elle était venue au, à l'endroit de repentance.
And this was a genuine repentance.
Et c'était une repentance
because she came through a critical atmosphere.
Parce qu'elle était venue dans une mauvaise atmosphère.
She came right into Simon the Pharisee's house.
Elle était venue tout droit dans la maison de Simon le pharisien.
She came through all those people
elle a traversé
that toutes were looking at her because of what she had done. And she was guilty of what
qui
she
la
had
regardé
done.
À cause de ce qu'elle avait fait et elle, elle en était bien coupable.
And then she came behind Jesus.
Elle est venue derrière
and
Jésus.
She anoints his feet with oil.
Et elle a oint ses pieds de l'huile.
And there's one verse in the Bible that says the whole place was full of that odor.
Et la, un verset dans la Bible dit que toute la, 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 tout cet endroit était environné de cette odeur.
I think that types something.
Là,
when something
chose,
broke inside of her,
il dit, quand quelque chose a brisé
when that
elle,
spirit that had been holding her, that she had yielded herself to,
C'est cet esprit auquel elle s'était soumise.
That had caused her to do those things.
Qui l'avait poussée à faire ces choses.
Friends, you have to cooperate with the devil to sin.
Vous devez coopérer avec le diable pour commettre
le
péché.
There's not just one-way traffic.
Yeah, c'est pas un trafic à un seul sens.
You've got to yield your members to the devil.
Vous devez abandonner vos membres au diable.
He can come and influence you, but you've got to give in.
Il peut venir vous influencer, mais vous devez céder.
And then you follow it up and you do whatever he's leading you to do.
Alors vous le suivez, vous faites tout ce qu'il vous dit.
And that spirit starts to take a hold inside of your life.
Et cet esprit commence à contrôler votre vie.
Because you become a prisoner to sin.
Parce que vous devenez prisonnier du péché.
And many times maybe this lady thought, I need to stop this kind of a life.
Fois, peut-être, cette dame a dit, je veux
arrêter. I don't need to live like this.
Je veux pas vivre comme ceci.
But she had never come to the place of being serious enough with that devil inside of her life.
Mais elle n'est jamais arrivée au moment où elle était très sérieuse
that she wanted
avec ce
diable, to get rid of it.
Dans sa vie, mais elle voulait s'en
maybe she had some crocodile tears before.
Peut-être qu'elle avait des larmes de crocodile
some
avant.
New Year's resolutions every year.
Des décisions qu'on prend au début
that
de
I've got to
année.
Stop this kind of a behavior.
Et je vais arrêter avec ceci.
Where is this going to lead me to?
Où est-ce que ceci va m'amener?
Look at the results of what I'm doing in the lives of other people.
Les résultats de ce que moi j'ai fait aux autres.
But then just over a process of time.
Mais seulement avec le temps.
She would yield herself to that spirit again.
Elle va encore s'abandonner à cet esprit.
That spirit of lust and uncleanness and whatever it was.
Cet esprit de convoitise, d'impureté et tout.
And then she'd be out there on the streets again, enticing men the way she would dress and the way she'd make herself up.
Elle se tiendra encore dans la rue en train de séduire les gens de
But finally, somehow. God started to work inside of her soul. The spirit of conviction came upon her. And she realized, I need to change. And somehow she sensed inside of herself at that time. Now is my opportunity. Today can be the day.
C'est peut-être le jour.
Because she heard that Jesus was in her town.
Parce qu'elle avait entendu que Jésus était
and she heard of how Jesus had delivered people before.
Et elle a appris comment Jésus avait délivré
how Jesus had forgiven the woman caught in the very act of adultery.
Comment Jésus avait pardonné la femme attrapée en
you know, this woman, she had dealt all the time with the Pharisaic kind of religion.
Cette femme avait toujours été en contact avec les pharisiens.
Which had no spirit of forgiveness in it.
Mais elle n'avait pas, qui n'avait pas l'esprit de pardon.
It was the law.
C'était la loi.
It put you in the prison house, but it never took you out. But now there was the person of grace, Jesus himself. He was so anointed with the spirit of forgiveness. But Jesus was not anointed with the spirit of compromise. Forgiveness is not compromise. Forgiveness will never come forth until there's a genuine repentance.
Là où, à moins qu'il y ait une vraie repentance.
No matter how much Jesus
peu importe combien
was
Jésus
filled with the spirit of forgiveness
était plein d'esprit de pardon,
until this lady
jusqu'à ce que cette
came
femme
to a genuine repentance.
Elle est venue avec une vraie
a
repentance,
genuine acknowledging that she was wrong.
Reconnaissant réellement qu'elle avait tort.
Until from her heart she came to the place
jusqu'à ce que dans son cœur elle
that she didn't want to fellowship with that spirit that was upon her anymore.
Elle ne voulait plus communier avec cet esprit.
And she wanted to be free from what she was doing and what she had done.
Elle voulait être libre de ce qu'elle faisait, de ce qu'elle avait fait.
There was nothing that Jesus was going to do for her.
Il n'y avait rien que Jésus pouvait faire pour elle.
But the spirit of God went and worked inside of her life.
L'esprit de Dieu est allé en travail.
And brought her to this time of climax. Now in her walk,
jusqu'à l'amener au point culminant de ce travail,
and there was a brokenness.
Et il y avait une, elle était brisée.
Because when she came into the presence of Jesus,
parce que quand elle est arrivée,
she wept.
Jésus, elle a pleuré.
She washed his feet with her tears.
Elle a lavé ses pieds avec ses larmes.
This wasn't just words she was saying. She wasn't saying any words.
C'était pas seulement des paroles qu'elle prononçait.
But this was repentance.
Mais c'était la repentance.
And any genuine person that was there that day.
Et toute personne authentique qui était là.
Anybody who had any was affected by any influence from the heavenly dimension.
Toute personne qui était affectée par n'importe quelle influence de
when they saw this woman coming and broken-hearted and weeping at the feet of Jesus.
Quand ils ont vu cette femme venir avec un cœur brisé pleurant au pied
and
de Jésus.
And Jesus sitting there just watching her.
Et Jésus se tenant là la regardant.
They could sense
ils pouvaient sentir
in themselves
en eux-mêmes
Something's taking place
here.
This isn't just a natural event.
C'est pas un
There's something
naturel.
In heavenly places taking place
Il y a
here.
Chose dans les lieux célestes qui est
there's
en train
a certain
se produire.
Joy. There's a certain expectancy.
Il y a une certaine joie, il y a une certaine expectative.
There's a certain something we can feel pending in the heavenly realm.
Il y a quelque chose que nous pouvons sentir en train d'attendre là dans les
and
lieux
Jesus
célestes.
Let her finish that work.
Et Jésus voulait terminer
and
ce
she
travail.
Pours out that oil on his feet.
Quand elle a déversé l'huile.
She had gone home and got all of her money from her immoral living.
Elle a pris tout son argent de son immoralité.
Gone to and bought the best perfume that she could, costly perfume.
Elle est allée acheter le meilleur parfum qu'elle pouvait.
Because she saw Jesus.
Parce qu'elle avait vu Jésus.
And he was sitting with unwashed feet.
Qui était là avec les yeux
and
sales.
She came and she poured it forth.
Elle est venue le déverser.
And it left a fragrance.
Et cela a répandu un
and
parfum.
That whole place was filled with that fragrance.
Et toute la salle était remplie
and
de
friends,
ce parfum.
And friends, a genuine repentance leaves a fragrance behind.
Et une vraie repentance laisse
it leaves a refreshing
derrière.
Fragrance behind.
Laisse un parfum de fraîcheur.
When somebody comes to you and says, "Brother, I'm so sorry for what I did."
Quand quelqu'un vient et dit,
"Frère, I was wrong.
De ce que j'ai fait.
I should never have done that."
Je n'aurais pas dû le faire.
Even if that person never gets into the specifics of what they did.
Même si la personne ne détaille pas ce qu'elle avait fait.
Just the spirit in.
Mais l'esprit seulement.
Just the results of what's happening in heavenly
mais
places.
Le résultat seulement de ce qui se produit dans les lieux célestes.
If you are in the spirit.
Si vous étiez dans l'esprit.
It's enough.
Cela est suffisant.
You say, where do you get that from the prodigal son?
Vous avez obtenu ça d'où? C'est du fils
prodigue. That young man was an arrogant young man.
Ce jeune homme était très arrogant.
That young man was a proud young man.
Il était très orgueilleux.
He thought he knew better than everybody.
Il pensait connaître plus que tout le monde.
I don't need to live with my father.
Je ne veux pas vivre
avec
mon
père. I don't need his rules.
Je ne veux pas sa loi.
I don't need this kind of a life.
Je ne veux pas ce genre.
I can look after myself.
Je peux prendre soin de moi-même.
Me and my friends.
Moi et mes amis.
We know how we should live.
Nous savons comment vivre.
Takes a far journey.
Il est allé loin.
And then he gets himself in want.
Et il est arrivé.
And he's feeding with a swine.
Il commençait à manger des
then the Bible says.
Et la Bible dit.
He came to himself.
Il est revenu en lui.
There had to come a time in his life.
Il devait arriver un moment dans
that insanity that he was in.
Que l'insanité dans laquelle il se trouvait.
You know, we can sometimes be so bound up with the devil.
Parfois, nous pouvons être si ligotés par lui.
That we're actually insane. We completely justify what we're doing, though we're completely doing what's wrong.
Nous faisons le mal, mais nous justifions cela.
And we'll find 10,000 reasons why we're doing it.
Et nous avons des milliers de raisons pour.
And God will be looking down from heaven.
Et Dieu regardant
and
du
God
ciel,
will be grieved.
Il sera attristé.
And God will be saying, it's enough now.
Dieu va dire, c'est assez maintenant.
And this young man, his father and his mother were making intercession for him.
Ce jeune homme, son papa et sa maman priaient pour lui.
And then the angel of the Lord comes and visits him down in the pigsty there where he was.
L'ange du Seigneur est venu le visiter dans ses
and the Lord speaks to the heart of the young man.
Et Dieu a parlé dans le cœur du
and says, it doesn't have to be like this.
Il dit, ça ne doit pas être comme ceci.
You have a father who loves you.
Tu as un père qui t'aime.
In your father's house is bread enough and to spare.
Dans la maison de ton père, ils sont
and the young man comes to himself.
Et le jeune homme est revenu
and he starts to think upon his ways.
Il a commencé à réfléchir sur ses voies.
He starts to think of his condition.
Il a commencé à réfléchir sur
and
son
maybe
état.
He realizes for the first time, what am I doing?
Il a réalisé pour la première fois, qu'est-ce que je suis en train de faire?
With such a father as I have.
Avec un tel père que j'ai.
Such privileges in my birth.
Avec mes
in my upbringing.
Avec mes droits
how
de
could I come to such a place
comment
like this?
En suis-je arrivé ici?
I've offended my father.
J'ai offensé mon père.
I've spoiled the relationship.
J'ai gâché la relation.
I've offended my whole family.
J'ai offensé toute ma famille.
My older brother that grieved with me.
Mon grand frère est attristé à cause de
is
moi.
There any hope for me?
Y a-t-il de l'espoir pour
and
moi?
That same angel continued to speak to his soul.
Et le même ange a continué à parler
and
à
he was under
âme.
The spirit now of conviction.
Et il était sous l'esprit de conviction.
And he allowed that spirit of conviction,
il a permis cet esprit de conviction
to lead him all the way.
De le conduire tout
many
le long
times you don't do that, friends.
Plusieurs fois nous devons
the greatest faire. Enemy of repentance
le plus grand ennemi de la repentance
is the blame game.
C'est
sorry. The blame game.
C'est cette condamnation.
We start to point fingers at other people.
On commence à condamner les autres.
But in a genuine repentance,
mais quand il y a une vraie repentance,
you will see it in the Bible.
Vous allez voir dans la Bible.
Any person in the Bible
toute personne dans
who
la Bible
genuinely repented
qui s'était réellement
and repenté, God was so pleased with this repentance that he put it in his word.
Dieu était si content de cette repentance qu'il
one
dans
common
sa
characteristic
le caractère commun
They never put the blame on anybody else.
Ils n'avaient jamais essayé de
They never blamed circumstances.
Ils n'avaient pas dit à cause
never blamed their youth.
Ils n'avaient pas
their upbringing.
Ils n'avaient, à cause
it was my mother, it was my father, my brother, my sister.
La manière dont ils m'ont élevé.
When a person comes to genuine repentance,
quand quelqu'un arrive à la vraie repentance,
it's just you
c'est seulement entre
and
vous
God
et Dieu.
And those that you've sinned against.
Et ceux contre qui tu avais péché.
Then there's hope.
Alors,
but until somebody gets to that condition,
quand quelqu'un arrive dans cet état,
the moment we still have an if and a but,
quand nous abandonnons les pourquoi, les si et les,
if he hadn't have done that,
les mais, c'est à cause de ceci que j'avais
but
fait
this
ceci.
Was because of that,
mais c'était à cause de ceci,
that
de cela.
Is not genuine repentance.
Il n'y a pas de vraie repentance.
And the spirit of forgiveness in heavenly places,
et l'esprit du pardon dans les lieux
and the spirit of forgiveness in the body of Christ,
et l'esprit du pardon dans le
will
corps de Christ
never be released
ne va jamais être relâché
until there's a genuine repentance.
À moins qu'il y ait une vraie repentance.
It's like this desire that God has to bless.
C'est ce désir là que
to
Dieu
forgive.
Doit venir. Ce désir de pardonner.
Though God may be bursting inside of his soul,
Dieu
inside of himself,
en train de brûler dans son âme
so desiring reconciliation with his fallen children.
Désirant la réconciliation avec son fils tombé.
Though heaven may be full of blessings that God wants to bestow,
le ciel peut être plein de bénédictions que Dieu veut déverser.
It all hinges on one thing.
Mais il veut seulement une chose.
Thorough repentance.
Une profonde repentance.
A spirit of repentance.
L'esprit de repentance.
A broken heart, a contrite spirit.
Un esprit contrit.
An acknowledging of guilt.
La reconnaissance de la culpabilité.
To confess means to say the same thing.
Confesser veut dire la même chose.
You say the same thing as God.
Tu dis la même chose.
Or if you've sinned against somebody,
si tu avais péché
that person might say, but you,
cette personne
you spoke
dire,
evil against me.
Tu m'avais fait du mal.
If there's no genuine spirit of repentance,
s'il n'y a pas le vrai esprit de repentance,
you say it's because you said this.
Tu vas dire, mais c'est
or I never quite said it like that.
Je ne l'avais pas
or people misunderstood me.
Quelque chose qui te plaît.
But when there's a genuine confession,
mais quand y a une vraie
you say the same thing.
Vous allez dire la même chose.
That person says, you spoke evil against me. Say,
la personne va
I'm
dire,
so sorry I spoke evil against you.
That's a confession. Cela.
Then the blessing comes
alors,
forth.
La
then heavenly places rejoice.
Alors, les lieux
then there's a restoration of a relationship that had been breached.
Alors, y aura restauration de la relation
because
qui
of
était
sin.
À cause du péché.
But sometimes it's very hard
parfois, c'est très
for people to come to this place.
Aux gens d'arriver à
sometimes
cet endroit.
God has to like engineer situations like with the prodigal son
à moins que Dieu ne puisse créer une situation comme
to
avec
strip
le
off of every comfort.
Pour enlever tout confort.
To strip us of so many things inside of our lives.
Pour vous débarrasser de tellement de choses dans votre vie.
Until we look inwardly at ourselves.
Jusqu'à ce que vous regardez
and say, but it's not the world to blame.
Vous dites, je ne vais pas blâmer
it's
le monde.
Me to blame.
C'est moi-même à,
for
qui,
me to be feeding with the swine today.
Pour que je puisse manger avec les pourceaux
for
aujourd'hui.
Me to be separated from my father
pour
and his household.
Pour que je sois séparé de la maison de mon père.
There's only one person to blame.
La seule personne à condamner.
That's
c'est moi-même.
And that's where the young man got to.
C'est à ce point que ce jeune
then it says in the Bible, he says, I will arise.
La Bible dit, je vais me tenir
and
debout.
I'll go to my father.
Je vais rentrer auprès
and
de
I
mon
will
père.
Say to my father,
et je dirai à mon
father,
père,
I've sinned against heaven.
Père, j'ai péché contre le ciel.
That's repentance.
C'est cela
you've
la
sinned against God first of all.
J'ai péché d'abord contre
though
Dieu.
You sinned against your brother, but you sinned against God
tu
first.
Tu as d'abord péché contre ton,
I've sinned against heaven and I've sinned against you.
J'ai péché contre le ciel et j'ai péché
I'm
contre
not
toi.
Worthy to be called your son.
Je ne suis pas digne d'être appelé ton
friends,
fils.
I love that.
J'aime cela.
He's not coming to repent to get something from his father.
Il n'est pas venu se repentir pour obtenir quelque chose de son père.
He's not coming because he just wants to be back in the position as a son.
C'est pas seulement parce qu'il veut rentrer en position de fils.
He's coming to repent for one purpose.
Il est venu se repentir pour
he wants the relationship to be restored.
Il veut que la relation soit
rétablie. I don't care if I'm your son after this. Make me a servant, but
peut-être
I just want to be back with you the
même
way
si
that it used
pas
to be.
Me reprendre comme ton fils, mais je veux seulement
I just want the same blessing in my heart and blessing and fellowship with you that I used to have.
Friends,
that's what repentance is.
C'est cela, la repentance.
You want a relationship restored.
Tu veux d'abord que la
and whatever you've got to do to get it restored, it's okay.
Peu importe ce que tu dois faire.
If I'm going to be a servant, if whatever's going to happen to
même
me after
si
this,
je dois devenir un serviteur,
there's only one esclave. Thing that's consuming me at this time.
Mais y a une seule chose qui me ronge.
I want to repent to my father.
Je veux me
I want to tell him, Dad, you had no blame in this. It was me.
C'est pas toi qu'il faut condamner,
I blamed you for years.
Je t'avais condamné.
I would tell all my friends it was my father's fault.
J'avais dit à mes amis que c'était ta
he was too strict in the house.
Il était trop dur dans la maison.
He would not let me do the things that
il
I wanted to do.
Pas me laisser faire ce que je voulais.
But Father, I realized the problem wasn't with you.
Mais je réalise que le problème
the problem
c'était pas
wasn't
toi.
In heaven.
Le problème c'était pas
the
le
problem
ciel.
Was in here.
Le problème c'était ici.
Something in me needed to change.
Quelque chose en moi qui voulait
something
changer.
In me needed to break.
Quelque chose qui devait être changé en moi.
There needed to be a repentance from within.
Je veux la repentance de l'intérieur.
Now watch when he comes to his father.
Remarquez quand il vient auprès de son père.
Friends, he doesn't even say anything to his father at all. First of all,
d'abord, il n'a pas commencé à dire quelque chose à son
père. The Bible says his father saw him a long way off.
La Bible dit son père était encore loin.
And had compassion on him.
Il a eu compassion en
lui. It shows repentance is in heavenly places first, friends.
C'est la montre qu'il y a eu repentance dans les lieux.
Heaven will witness of your repentance first.
Le ciel va témoigner de ton repentance.
And this father also was in contact with heaven.
Et le père aussi était en contact avec
and when he saw his son coming,
et quand il a vu son fils venir,
something just moved in him.
Quelque chose a bougé.
This is what I've been praying for.
He's
changed.
Il a changé.
There's something different about him this time.
Quelque chose de différent.
There's something real this time.
Il y a quelque chose de réel.
And the Bible says his father ran.
Et la Bible dit que son père courut.
You know, like I said, there's that song. I love it so much.
Comme j'ai dit au propos de cette
chanson. It says when God ran.
Qui dit quand Dieu courut.
Not speaking about God.
Parlant de Dieu.
In the father of the prodigal.
Dans le père.
And God came running.
Dieu vient
and friends, God will come running
et quand Dieu vient courant,
when you make a genuine repentance.
Vous avez fait alors
but the moment you hold anything back,
mais quand vous continuez à tenir,
even a little bit of self-justification,
vous avez un peu de self-justification.
Don't expect heaven's blessing because it's not coming. It doesn't come
n'espérez pas une bénédiction.
Until there's a brokenness inside of somebody.
Jusqu'à ce que vous êtes complètement brisé.
Dry-eyed confessions don't touch heaven.
La confession aux yeux secs ne touche
pas and
le ciel.
And they don't touch the body of Christ
et
either.
Ne touche pas le corps de Christ.
The Father saw him.
Le Père le vit.
And the Father came running and embraced him.
Le Père vint et l'embrassa.
And this young man hasn't even said anything yet of the wrongs that he's done.
Dit rien que de ce qu'il
but he's resolved in his heart.
Mais il est résolu
I'm
going
to say to my Father.
Il dit, je dirai
and
à
friends,
mon père,
your thoughts in heaven speak louder than your words on
vos
earth.
Pensées parlent plus fort au ciel que vos paroles.
Heaven had already accepted this repentance.
Le ciel avait réellement accepté cette repentance.
Heaven had already accepted it.
Le ciel
the prophet
déjà
says,
accepté.
The moment you're sorry in your heart.
Le prophète dit seulement, du moment
God, God forgives you.
Dans votre cœur, Dieu vous pardonne.
And that puts you in a certain spirit and
et cela vous
puts
met
you
dans
in a certain condition.
Cela vous place dans une
and friends,
condition.
One of the attributes of real repentance, you know what it is?
Et l'un des attributs de la vraie repentance,
people that have genuinely repented,
les gens qui se sont réellement repentis,
they can easily and freely speak about what they did.
Ils peuvent réellement et librement parler de ce
it's easy for them to talk about it.
C'est facile
it's
pour
like they almost
parler.
Have a joy speaking about
parce
it.
Qu'ils ont une say, certaine joie d'en
me,
parler.
I was so bad.
Moi, j'étais
I
si
was
mauvais.
Down with the swine.
J'étais là dans les pourceaux.
It was my fault.
C'était de ma faute.
But God had mercy on
mais Dieu a eu pitié
that's
de moi.
Repentance.
C'est cela
but
la
when you're begrudging and talking about it,
vous
can't you talk about something else?
Vous ne parlerez pas d'autre chose.
The work's not complete yet.
Le travail n'est pas
why can't you talk about it?
Pourquoi ne pas en parler?
Why can't you be honest about it?
Pourquoi ne pas être honnête?
Because there's still a spirit
parce qu'il y a encore
that caused you to do it.
Cet esprit qui
you're still in fellowship with that spirit.
Vous êtes encore en communion
and
avec
that spirit is telling you, don't say it.
Et cet esprit te dit, ne le fais
he's
pas.
Got sin as well.
Lui aussi,
she's
péché.
Also done things
elle
that are wrong.
Aussi, elle commet des
why
péchés.
Do you need to say these things?
Pourquoi dois-tu en arriver à dire ça?
You say these things
vous dites ces choses
because you want to restore
parce que vous voulez
that which was lost.
Ce qui était perdu.
You say those things
vous dites dites ces choses,
because no matter what other people have done,
parce que peu importe
that's not up to me what they've done.
Ça me concerne pas ce qu'ils ont
fait. I'm responsible for what I've done.
Je suis responsable pour
and I've got to make these things right.
Je dois arranger ces choses.
That's why you find the prophet in his messages.
C'est pourquoi vous trouvez le prophète dans
he
ses
says
messages.
The greatest effect he saw
le plus grand effet
in America in his meetings
dans ses réunions
concerning altar calls
concernant l'appel à l'autel
was when he preached life stories.
C'est quand il a prêché l'histoire de ma vie.
And what is he telling in his life story?
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit au sujet de
l'histoire de ma vie? Of how he sinned against God.
Comment il avait péché contre Dieu?
How he listened to his mother-in-law.
Comment il a écouté sa belle-mère?
How his wife died and his baby died because of him.
Comment son épouse et son fils, sa fille étaient mortes à cause de lui?
But he had so repented of that.
Mais il s'était tellement
repenti. And God had so forgiven him from that.
Et Dieu l'a tellement pardonné de
cela. He would speak it everywhere that he went.
Mais il a commencé à en parler partout.
That's a sign of a genuine confession, friends.
C'est un signe de la véritable.
The prophet wasn't justifying himself at
all.
There wasn't one speck of self-justification in life story.
Aucune trace de justification.
He's putting the blame where the blame should be put.
Il condamnait là où la condamnation devait
on number
placée.
One, on himself.
En lui-même, premièrement.
And he freely acknowledged the effects that his sin had on other people.
Reconnu les effets de
that's
ses
real repentance, friends.
C'est là la vraie repentance.
What about when he told a lie?
Qu'en est-il de là où il a menti?
When there was so much pressure in the home,
quand il y avait tellement de pression,
then the telephone rang. It was the lawyers about the tax case.
Le téléphone a sonné, l'avocat a appelé.
And he says, "Sister Mida, tell them I'm not here."
Il dit à la sœur, dis-lui que je suis
pas. And he runs outside.
Il est allé dehors.
And he gets convicted.
Et il a été convaincu.
He goes right down there to the lawyers.
Il est rentré vite.
Sits down in the office of the lawyer and tells him.
Il est allé chez l'avocat. Il a dit.
I was wrong.
J'avais tort.
I was there.
J'étais là.
I lied.
J'avais
and not
menti.
Only that, he goes around the country after that, the prophet telling everybody that he went.
Et après, il est allé raconter ça partout. Il est allé dans le
I
pays.
I told a lie.
J'avais menti.
It influenced my family.
C'est là influencé ma famille.
The next time the phone rang, little Joseph said, "Daddy, do you want me to tell them that you're not here?"
Après, quand le téléphone a sonné,
that's the influence of sin.
Papa, veux-tu que je mente?
But that's what I love about the prophet.
Dans la maison du prophète,
he was open about those things.
Il avait ouvert les portes.
He never made himself a superhero.
Il ne s'était pas fait lui-même un super-héros.
But when he had done wrong, he took the cup and he drank and he says, "This is my cup to drink."
Il a pris la coupe, il a bu, il a dit, c'est ma
and then you move on from there.
Et il a continué de chemin.
And that becomes a stepping stone, not a stumbling block.
Cela est devenu une pierre qui pouvait l'aider.
That becomes something that God can use to help his children.
C'était quelque chose que Dieu pouvait maintenant utiliser pour
something
aider
in your experience that God can use.
Quelque chose dans ton expérience
to help other people in similar situations.
Pour aider d'autres personnes dans la même condition.
But those are the characteristics, friends, of a real repentance.
C'est les caractéristiques de la
a real repentance.
Une vraie repentance.
There's a witness in heavenly places.
Il y a un témoignage dans
there's an atmosphere that goes with a real repentance.
Il y a une atmosphère qui va avec la vraie repentance.
A genuine atmosphere. You can feel it. You can sense it. Something's going on here.
Vous devez le sentir que quelque
there's
chose
something
se
sweet
ici.
Going on here.
Il y a quelque chose de étrange.
You hear somebody praying and they get broken in prayer.
Vous sentez quelqu'un prier
and they're weeping in prayer.
Prière.
It inspires you.
Et cela vous inspire.
It quickens you in your prayer as well.
Cela vous fortifie dans votre
unless
prière.
You've got the wrong spirit.
À moins que vous ayez un mauvais esprit.
Now, if you've got the spirit of a Pharisee,
si vous avez un esprit de pharisien,
or if you've got the spirit of the older brother of the prodigal son,
ou l'esprit des frères du fils prodigue,
the prodigal son comes and repents.
Le fils prodigue est venu se repentant.
His father embraces him. The relationship is restored.
Son père l'a accueilli et la relation.
The blessings come forth.
Les bénédictions sont descendues.
Bring the robe. Put the shoes. Put the ring on his finger. Let's make a feast. Let's rejoice. And here comes the older brother now.
Voici le grand frère qui vient.
Now he's been too long in things until he's lost the essence of what it's about.
Il était tellement dans ces choses qu'il a perdu même le
sens. He's lost the spirit of forgiveness.
Il a perdu l'esprit du pardon.
And when he hears now the rejoicing.
Maintenant, quand il a entendu la réjouissance,
and he calls the servant, says, "What's happening in there?"
Il appelle un serviteur. Qu'est-ce qui se passe là-bas?
And the servant saw overjoyed. Hey, it's wonderful.
Le serviteur dit, c'était
your younger brother's back.
Ton jeune frère est revenu.
Your father's received him back.
Ton père l'a reçu.
He's not happy.
Il n'est pas
he's
content.
Grieved in himself.
Il est attristé
how
en
can
lui-même.
That be?
Il est
and attristé. His father has to come and minister him back into the right condition.
Son père devait venir l'aider à rentrer dans la bonne condition.
Son, you are always with me.
Tu as toujours
everything that I have is yours.
Tout ce que j'ai
but it's right for us to rejoice.
Mais c'est bien pour nous
because
nous
this young man was dead.
Parce que mon fils était
he's alive again.
Maintenant, il est revenu
the relationship was dead, but it's come back to life.
Il était mort, maintenant, il est ressuscité.
He was lost.
Il était perdu.
But now he's found.
Mais maintenant, il est retrouvé.
It's right for us to rejoice.
C'est, nous devons nous réjouir.
Oh, friends, but if that young man had have come and he hadn't had a genuine repentance, he would have been none of that.
Si ce jeune homme n'avait pas la vraie repentance,
none of that reaction to that repentance.
Il n'aurait pas eu toute cette réaction à cette repentance.
And that's why a genuine repentance, friends.
C'est pourquoi la vraie
it's one of the most precious things that you can find.
C'est l'une des choses les plus précieuses.
It is
que
so sweet to see and so sweet to experience
c'est
in your life.
C'est si doux à voir et à expérimenter.
But sometimes God has to squeeze us and oppress us, and His hand has to sit upon
mais
us.
Parfois Dieu doit nous presser de sa main doit se reposer
and
sur nous.
And we lie in our beds and we can't sleep at night and we turn. From side to side.
Parfois, nous passons des nuits blanches, nous tournoyons sur le lit.
And we're impatient, and we're angry, and we're frustrated, and we're kicking everything.
Parfois, nous devenons impatients, nous sommes frustrés.
It's the hand of God on your life, friend.
C'est la main de Dieu dans votre vie.
God's trying to get you to a certain condition in your heart.
Dieu essaie de t'amener dans un état
that you're willing to look in the mirror of His Word.
Pour que tu puisses regarder dans le miroir.
You're willing to yield
pour que tu puisses te
to what He's trying to do inside of your life.
Ce que lui il essaie de faire dans ta vie.
And once there comes that act of will.
Et quand cet acte de volonté
once that
produit,
will, that door that keeps him out, that keeps the blessings out.
Quand cette porte qui garde la bénédiction dehors.
Once that door is opened.
Quand cette porte s'ouvre.
And you alone can open it.
Et il n'y a que toi qui
I'm
peux
the only one that can open it.
Je suis le seul
he
qui
may
peut
knock,
ouvrir.
He may do everything that
lui
he can.
Lui peut toquer, faire tout
to
ce
say
veut.
It doesn't have to be like this.
Il peut dire, ceci ne doit
you've
pas
been
comme
too
ceci.
Long in this condition.
Tu as été trop longtemps dans cette condition.
But you have to make a decision.
Mais tu dois prendre la décision.
And you have to say.
Tu dois dire.
All to Jesus I surrender.
J'abandonne tout à Jésus.
Lord, you just come in. Whatever I have to do, Lord, it's okay. I'm tired of this now. If I have to get on my knees, I'll get on my knees. If I have to eat humble pie, I'll eat humble pie. If I have to go and it takes the skin off my face, like the prophet says, to make it right. Lord, I'm willing to make it right. I just want things to be restored to what they were. I don't want it like this anymore, Lord. You never called me that I would be like this. This is the fruits of my own decisions. This is the fruits of me fellowshipping with the wrong spirits. I've given myself over to these things. And the moment there's that act of will, friends, something changes in heavenly places. You're on the road back. Restoration's already begun. The revival has already started. You just see it through to the end. Heaven's gates are open wide. The robe's ready. The ring's ready. The shoes for your feet. The feast, it's a preparing. You just make it all the way through. Don't get sidetracked by the enemy. Just you go and do what God has led you to do. Now that's on the side of repentance.
Du côté de la repentance.
Now on the other side is forgiveness.
Mais de l'autre côté, c'est le pardon.
You remember, I think last year before we looked at perfection in Joseph.
L'année passée, avant qu'on parle de la perfection.
And we saw that the prophet says that Joseph types perfection.
Le prophète dit que Joseph typifie la perfection.
And the one attribute of perfection in Joseph.
L'un des attributs de la perfection.
Was his ability to forgive his brethren.
C'était cette capacité de pardonner.
That was the last great test.
C'était le dernier
for Joseph.
Test pour Joseph.
Before those great visions he'd had in his youth could fully come to pass.
Avant que cette grande vision céleste ne se produise.
Before the full blessing could come forth.
Avant que toute la bénédiction ne vienne.
Joseph had to forgive his brethren.
Joseph devait pardonner.
But friends, if you study that story of Joseph and his brethren.
Mes frères, si vous commencez cette histoire de Joseph et ses frères.
Joseph, though he had a perfect character,
même s'il avait un caractère
though he had the character of Christ,
même s'il avait le caractère
though he held nothing against his brethren,
même s'il avait rien contre ses frères,
but Joseph never revealed himself to his brethren
mais Joseph ne s'était jamais révélé lui-même
until his brethren came to a certain condition.
Jusqu'à ce que ses frères sont arrivés dans un certain
though he held nothing, he had no malice.
Il n'avait aucune malice.
He had come to terms with it. But he put his brethren through certain things.
Mais il a fait certain tests. Au
servers
de
certains tests, a certain purging process.
Un processus de
purification. Until things became so uncomfortable in the lives of those brothers.
Jusqu'au moment où les choses sont devenues si
inconfortables. Until they searched themselves.
Jusqu'à ce qu'en eux-mêmes.
And readily acknowledged.
Ils ont reconnu
the wrong that they had done.
Le mal qu'ils avaient fait.
And then the blessing came forth.
Alors la bénédiction.
And then Joseph unveiled himself.
Alors Joseph s'est révélé.
And then Pharaoh said, "Tell them to go to Goshen."
Alors Pharaon lui a dit d'aller à Goshen.
And then they inherited the fatness of the land.
Alors ils ont hérité tout le miel du pays.
And then the relationship was restored.
Alors la relation fut
rétablie. And Joseph said, "You live in Goshen, I'll live with you. I'll be near you."
Joseph a dit, comme vous vivez à Goshen, je vivrai avec vous.
But friends, it so much depended on those two things.
Cela dépendait de ces deux choses.
The spirit of forgiveness in Joseph.
L'esprit du pardon dans
But also the spirit of repentance in his brethren.
Mais aussi l'esprit de repentance dans ses frères.
And if one of those things was lacking, the blessing wasn't coming.
Si l'une de ces choses manquait, la bénédiction
the restoration couldn't come.
La restauration ne pouvait pas venir.
There was a blockage there somewhere in the works.
Il y avait un blocage quelque part sur le chemin.
And all we can do as individuals
et tout ce que nous pouvons faire,
let's make sure that we are not the blockage.
Que nous ne sommes pas le
blocage. I just need to search myself. I don't want to be the blockage.
On doit s'examiner. Je veux pas être le blocage.
I don't want to be the blockage.
Je veux pas être le blocage.
I want the full blessing.
Je veux toute
I want the full inheritance.
Je veux la plénitude de
l'héritage. I want the fullness of Goshen.
Je veux la plénitude de Goshen.
God had done great things for these brethren.
Bien sûr que j'ai fait beaucoup de bonnes choses pour mes frères.
He had provided a Joseph for them.
Dieu avait pourvu un Joseph pour eux.
He had put him next to Pharaoh.
Il a mis juste à côté de Pharaon.
Joseph had made storehouses and stored up all the corn during the seven plenteous.
Joseph avait fait des magasins, avait emmagasiné tout le maïs.
Everything these brethren had need of.
Tout ce dont ses frères
Jehovah Jireh had provided for them.
Jehovah Jireh avait pour
But there was only one thing
mais il y avait une seule
holding
chose
them back from the fullness of what God had provided for them.
De la plénitude de ce que Dieu avait pourvu
that
pour
was
eux
their repentance.
C'était leur repentance.
There had to be a broken-hearted, full repentance.
Il devait y avoir un cœur brisé de pleine repentance
before Joseph would reveal
avant que Joseph
all the fullness of what God had in store for them.
Toute la plénitude
all
de ce
the
que
great thoughts that
eux
God had for them.
Tout ce que, toutes les bonnes pensées
all this great provision that heaven had made
toutes
for them.
Provisions que le ciel avait faites pour eux.
That's how when those brethren came down.
C'est alors que quand ses frères sont venus,
it says in Genesis 42,
Genèse 42,
he puts them in a squeeze, verse 20.
Verset 20.
Look what he's doing to his brothers. Genesis 42, verse 20. He says, "Bring your youngest brother to me. So shall your words be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. Verse 21. And they said one to another, "We are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress come upon us." See where these brothers are getting to? They're getting to the stage.
Ils sont arrivés au point où
no one else is to blame for their distress.
Il n'y avait plus personne à blâmer à cause
no
de leur
one else is to blame for the condition they find themselves in.
Personne n'était à blâmer à cause de leur condition dans laquelle ils se trouvaient.
It's because of what we did to our brother.
C'est à cause de ce que nous avions fait à notre frère.
They're starting to recognize the hand of God. They're not blaming anything else, anyone else.
Ils ont commencé à reconnaître la main de Dieu et ne blâmer personne.
They realize this distress in our lives.
Ils ont réalisé que c'est dans notre vie.
That's what we're going through.
Tout ce que nous vivons,
this is a result because we sinned against heaven.
C'est parce que
we
nous avons
sinned against our brother.
Contre notre frère.
That's why this distress has come upon
nous avons
us.
Ces malheurs.
And Joseph wants to see whether this repentance is genuine.
Et Joseph voulait voir si cette repentance est réelle.
Because friends, repentance,
parce que frère, mes
you've got to give it the test of time.
On doit lui donner l'épreuve du temps.
They came to Jesus.
Ils sont arrivés à Jésus.
Remember, Peter came and says, "Master,
Pierre a dit à Jésus,
how many times should we forgive our brethren when they sin against us?" He said, "Should we forgive 7 times?
Il a dit d'abord, c'est 7
Jesus
fois.
Says, "No, 70 times 7.
Mais Jésus a dit, non, 70 fois 7.
So we as human beings, we are under obligation.
Nous, en tant que humains, nous
if somebody comes to us
si quelqu'un vient auprès
and says,
de
"Brother,
nous,
I'm sorry for what I did."
Il dit, frère, je suis
we are under obligation
de ce que j'ai fait,
on our behalf
nous sommes de notre côté, nous sommes obligés
to forgive.
De le pardonner.
Even if you don't feel it's genuine.
Même si vous ne sentez pas que c'est original,
the Bible
c'est
doesn't give us scope there for us to judge the repentance.
La Bible ne nous donne pas ne nous donne pas le droit de juger les repentances.
But
mais
repentance is not foolishness.
Mais la repentance c'est pas c'est moquer des gens.
If someone's done you evil
si
and they say sorry And you say, I forgive you. Then they do evil again. They come and say, sorry, I forgive you. After a while, you're going to stay away from that person. You're going to say, okay, I forgive, but this time I'm going to wait and see whether your repentance brings forth the fruits of repentance. Because a genuine repentance has the fruits of repentance. If a person genuinely repents, they won't go and do it again. Imagine if a person says sorry and goes and does the same thing again. Is that a real repentance? It's not a genuine repentance. That's a half repentance at best. And you feel it in yourself. As much as you want to reconcile with that person, there's just a barrier there somewhere. You may go and pray. You may go and fast yourself. To say, Lord, I want to be free with my brother again. I want the old fellowship back with my brother. Remember, Brother Neville came to the prophet. And he said, Brother Branham, I need to make something right. Whenever I am with Brother so-and-so, I just feel an ugly feeling. I've tried everything. I've tried to fast. I've tried to pray. But I can't seem to get rid of this.
Mais je peux pas me débarrasser de
and
ceci.
The prophet said,
mais le prophète dit,
you don't need to get rid of that.
Vous n'avez pas besoin de vous
because
débarrasser.
If you knew the life of that brother,
parce que si vous connaissiez la
you would understand that that's the spirit of discernment in you.
Et vous allez comprendre que c'est l'esprit de discernement en vous.
The spirit of discernment.
C'est l'esprit de discernement.
So sometimes you are 100% not to blame.
Parfois, vous n'êtes pas la personne
you've
la
forgiven
condamnée.
From your heart.
Vous avez
you're not holding anything against that person.
Vous n'avez plus cela dans
but there's no restoration of the relationship.
Mais y a pas restauration de relation.
There's no witness in heavenly places.
Y a pas de témoignage dans les lieux célestes.
Just wait.
Attendez
just
seulement.
Pray. Just keep praying.
Continue à prier.
And the hand of God that's upon that person, like it was with Joseph,
la main de Dieu qui est sur cette personne,
knows how to
Joseph.
Bring his sons and daughters to a place
amen.
Where there'll come a heartfelt repentance.
Où il y a la vraie repentance.
And as soon as the heartfelt confession comes forth,
et au moment
something
où la,
breaks in heavenly places.
La repentance venant du cœur vient, le
there's
cœur
an embrace. There's a joy. There's a rejoicing. There's a liberty once again. Things are back to the condition that you always wanted them to be. That you always wanted it to be. Things are back to the right condition. So finally Joseph brings his brother, says, go and get your young brother. Bring him back. Put Simeon in the prison. Then they bring Benjamin.
Alors, ils amènent
and now he's going to test their repentance.
Maintenant, il va tester leur repentance.
He's going to make sure
il va se rassurer
that this is a genuine thing.
Que c'est une chose authentique.
So what does he do?
Qu'est-ce qu'il fait?
He moves things in a way.
Il arrange les choses d'une
puts
manière.
His cup in Benjamin's sack.
Il met sa coupe dans la coupe de sac de Benjamin.
Calls them all back. Somebody stole my master's cup.
Rappelez-les, quelqu'un a volé la coupe de mon maître.
The brethren, we honest men, we'd never do that. Yeah.
Ils disent, nous sommes des gens honnêtes, on ne vole
jamais. Sold your brother for 20 pieces of silver. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Honest men. And the brothers come back all self-righteous.
Les frères reviennent très, très francs.
Whoever you find it in, you can kill him. Take him as your slave, whatever it is.
Celui sur lequel tu trouveras ta coupe, tu dois le
starts from the oldest down to the youngest. They
ils
find it in Benjamin's sack.
Ils trouvent ça dans le sac de Benjamin.
The brothers tear their clothes.
Ils ont déchiré leurs habits.
Joseph brings them, says it's okay.
Jésus les a ramenés. Là,
the rest of you aren't guilty.
Vous autres, vous n'êtes pas,
the young man
coupable.
Is guilty.
Ce jeune homme, il est coupable.
Your young brother.
Votre jeune frère.
You go in peace.
Vous allez en paix.
He will be my slave.
Lui sera mon esclave.
Friends, then comes one of the most pitiful speeches in the Bible.
C'est en ce moment-là que l'un des discours les plus attristants de la Bible.
When Judah comes, was it Judah, yeah?
C'est Judas qui est venu.
And he comes and says, my Lord.
Il dit, mon Seigneur.
Please.
S'il te plaît.
We can't do this to our father.
Nous ne pouvons pas faire ceci
we
à notre
do
père.
This to our father.
Nous pouvons pas le faire
if we go back without this young man,
si nous rentrons sans ce jeune
we'll homme, send his gray head to the grave with sorrow.
Nous allons l'envoyer dans la tombe
the younger brother's son, the other son is no more.
L'autre de ses fils n'est
and
plus.
Our father's life is bound up in this lad's life.
La vie de notre frère est liée à la vie
he says,
de notre
please,
père est liée à la vie de
rather
frère.
Take me. Let me be a servant. Let me take this young man's place. And then Joseph says yes. This is a genuine repentance. They're not going to do what they used to do. They now care for the feelings of their father. They now love their brother more than themselves. They're not going to do this again. Then Joseph can't restrain himself anymore. He says, let everybody leave me. Then he says, I'm Joseph. I'm Joseph, your brother. Don't be grieved with yourselves. God sent me here to save life. God is the one that's behind
this.
And then there's an embrace and there's tears and he's saying, I'm Joseph, I'm Joseph. Friends, what a precious part of the Bible. But I don't just want that in the Bible, I want that in my experience as well. I want those times when there's a need of reconciliation. I want to be so much Christ-like that although I may have forgiven somebody, but if I see they're not yet at the stage of full repentance, I want to keep seeking His face and saying, Lord, you bring them to the right place. You bring them to that condition of heart and that condition of soul, that there may be an embrace, the kiss of blessing once again, that the relationship may be restored to what it should be. But we can only play our part. We have to forgive 70 times 7 in a day. And then we need to pray for our brethren. If we find that the spirit of forgiveness is not finding a corresponding spirit of repentance, because until those two things come together, heaven remains like brass. The program stops in its tracks. Things can't go any further. And God in heaven, He just continues to bring a burden upon somebody. Brings an oppression. Brings a restlessness. What's He trying to do? He's trying to bring a condition of heart until somebody breaks an alabaster box. Something that will bring forth a fragrance and a testimony. Something that will last the test of time.
Quelque chose qui va être prouvé dans le temps.
Now to bring it down to our main topic.
Maintenant pour l'amener à notre
we read about Saul and we read about David.
Nous avons lu de David.
Now watch two things here.
Maintenant observez deux choses.
At first, Saul has the kingdom.
D'abord, Saul avait le royaume.
And David is looking after sheep.
Et David faisait regarder.
But as the story goes by, the roles are going to reverse.
Mais voyez comment les rôles vont s'inverser.
David's going to ascend to the throne.
David va maintenant s'asseoir.
Saul, who had such privilege, such opportunity,
Saul avait un tel privilège, de telles opportunités.
He's going to lose it all except for his salvation.
Maintenant, il va tout le perdre sauf son salut.
He never lost his salvation.
Il n'avait pas perdu son salut.
Tomorrow you'll be with me in paradise.
Demain, il sera avec nous au paradis.
But with all the privilege, with all that God did for this man Saul.
Mais avec tous les privilèges, tout ce que Dieu avait fait pour
Saul's
cet homme, Saul.
Mistake.
Il a fait son
he
erreur.
Never could come to a full repentance.
Il n'est jamais arrivé à la pleine
and he
repentance.
Lost it all, friends. He lost it all. Every blessing.
Il a perdu toutes les bénédictions.
But we'll see with David.
Mais voyez
he was David, a man after God's own heart.
C'était l'homme selon le cœur de
he
Dieu.
Had these two perfect characteristics.
Il avait ces deux caractéristiques.
When David repented, it was a real repentance.
Quand David se repent, c'était la vraie repentance.
Take Psalm 51. That's the repentance of David.
51, c'est la
God put it in his word.
Il a mis dans ses paroles.
And David could forgive.
Et David pouvait pardonner.
He could repent and he could forgive.
Il pouvait se repentir.
And friends, that's the character of somebody.
C'est le caractère
destined for the throne.
Qui est destiné
destined for great things.
Qui est destiné aux grandes
so let's choses. Trace this through a little bit by the grace of God.
Voyons cela par la
let's go and look at the youth of King Saul.
Voyons la
1 Samuel chapter 9. We'll just trace it through.
1 Samuel 9.
Now let's think of this man. He was in the message.
Il était dans le message.
He wasn't somebody out there in the world.
Il n'était pas un mondain.
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 15.
9:15, 1 Samuel.
It says in 1 Samuel 9, now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear, a day before Saul came, saying, Tomorrow about this time, I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him. So this was a man.
C'était un homme.
Born among the sons of Jacob, sons of Israel.
Né parmi les enfants de Jacob, les enfants
and the prophet came to him, the message came to this man.
Et c'est le message est venu.
God sent the message to this man.
Dieu a envoyé un message à cet homme.
And he was anointed by the message.
Et il était loin du message.
And look what else happened to him.
Et voyez ce qui lui
thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel.
Tu le rendras pour être commandant.
God's giving the man an opportunity.
Dieu lui donne l'opportunité
to have honor before his people.
D'être honoré devant son peuple.
God's not just calling him just to be anybody.
C'était pas pour être n'importe qui.
God says you have a high calling.
Dieu lui a dit tu as un appel élevé.
That he may save my people. Verse 17.
Verset 17.
And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, behold the man whom I spoke to thee of. The same shall reign over my people. Friends, that's a great privilege.
C'est un grand privilège.
And how sad it is to think this man, he wasted that.
Il avait une telle opportunité
qu'il a méprisé. He wasted that opportunity.
Il a méprisé une telle
opportunité. He couldn't overcome himself.
Il pouvait pas se surpasser lui-même.
He couldn't overcome himself.
Il pouvait pas se surpasser.
To bring himself to the place at times that he needed to bring himself in repentance.
Il pouvait pas s'amener à l'endroit où il avait besoin de repentance.
Until he lost it.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il a perdu.
Look in the next chapter, chapter 10, verse 6. Look what happened
chapitre
to this man
10,
in his youth.
6.
We know how humble that the man was. He hid himself away when it was time for him to be anointed. He didn't want to be there.
Il était humble. Il s'est caché quand au moment de l'onction.
Chapter 10, verse 6.
10, 6.
Samuel says to him, "The Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee." He was an anointed one.
Il était
not just with
oil,
oil, but the Spirit of the Lord would come
pas
upon this man.
D'huile, mais l'Esprit de Dieu va descendre sur
and
lui.
Thou shalt prophesy with them.
Et tu vas prophétiser avec
the man
eux.
Prophesied.
Il a prophétisé.
And shall be turned into another man. He experienced the new birth.
Il a eu une nouvelle naissance.
He was turned into another man.
Il a été changé.
Is that not amazing? A man can go that far.
Un homme peut aller aussi loin.
In the kingdom.
Dans le royaume,
and forsake his own mercies.
Et abandonner sa propre
lose his crown.
Et perdre
the Bible says,
couronne.
Let no man rob you of your crown.
La Bible dit, ne laisse personne
he never came to his adoption.
Vers l'adoption.
He never came to the place that God said he could come to.
Il n'est jamais arrivé à l'endroit où Dieu a dit qu'il allait arriver.
Verse 7. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou shalt do as occasion serve thee. For God is with thee. What a privilege.
Quel privilège.
That's how it starts off.
C'est que
God is with you. God anoints you. God gives
Dieu
you opportunity to do something
Dieu
for his children.
Dieu
a musician, a deacon, a minister.
De faire ceci,
whatever
de
it is, a sister,
musicien,
Sunday school teacher.
Prédicateur,
you come and sing in front of the saints. God anoints you and he blesses the people.
Dieu bénit les, tout le monde.
You did run well.
Tu courais bien.
What a wonderful beginning this man had.
Quel bon commencement, quel bon début cet homme avait.
And it says that. Verse 9. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass that day. God did something spiritually for this man.
Dieu fit quelque chose spirituellement pour cet homme.
His nature changed.
Il y a eu un changement de
people
nature.
Could say, but this man's not the same as he used to
les
be.
Gens pouvaient dire, cette personne n'est plus la même.
That wasn't the end of it, saints.
C'était pas la fin.
When you're born in the household,
quand vous êtes né dans la
that's
maison,
just the beginning.
C'est seulement
it's
le
the
début.
Placing of a son that we want.
C'est la, le placement de fils que nous voulons.
Your salvation.
Ton salut,
your redemption,
ta redemption
is foreordained unto you. That's predestination.
Cela est préordonné en vous.
But the prophet says your adoption,
mais le prophète dit ton adoption
is governed by your behavior.
Et conditionné par ta, ton comportement.
So it's our behavior
notre comportement
that dictates whether we're going to come to this high calling.
C'est ce qui dicte si nous devons arriver
this position that God wants to call us
cette
to.
Position à laquelle Dieu veut que nous arrivions.
It's his behavior.
C'est le comportement.
Now in chapter 11, you find the Philistines come.
Au chapitre
verse 6.
Les
chapter 11, verse 6. 1 Samuel 11, verse 6. And it says, and the Spirit of God came upon Saul when he heard those things, and his anger was kindled greatly. And you go and find that he fought battles and won victories for the Lord.
Nous voyons qu'il avait combattu et gagné des victoires pour le
Seigneur. The man had a testimony.
L'homme avait des témoignages.
The people are saying wonderful.
Les gens disaient c'est merveilleux.
God gave us Saul.
Dieu nous a donné Saul.
Saul destroying these Philistines.
Il a détruit ces Philistins.
And he had Jonathan as well. And Jonathan was a mighty man.
Et il y avait Jonathan, c'était un homme puissant.
And the children of Israel have hope. Wonderful.
Les enfants d'Israël ils disaient c'est merveilleux.
Things are looking good.
Les choses semblent bonnes.
So God's going to test the man.
Il y avait
before he takes him any further in his calling,
avant qu'il l'amène,
he's going to test
loin,
him now.
Il devait d'abord le
the great test of obedience.
Le grand test d'obéissance.
He's going to put him under pressure.
Il va le mettre sous pression.
He's going to test the reaction to an action.
Il va voir la réaction à une action.
So Samuel says to him,
il est Samuel lui a dit,
go and wait. The
va,
Philistines are coming.
Va et attends les Philistins.
Go and wait for me in Gilgal.
Va m'attendre à Gilgal.
Wait for 7 days.
Attends 7 jours.
And I'll come.
Je viendrai.
We'll offer sacrifice.
Il offre des sacrifices.
Make sure all is well in heavenly places.
Il est sûr que tout est bien au ciel.
And then you go forth.
Et alors tu
God
vas,
will give you the
tu
victory.
Vas t'avancer. Je vais te donner la victoire.
And then Samuel doesn't come after 7 days.
Et après ces 7 jours, Samuel ne vient pas.
Nothing happens to a believer by chance.
Rien n'arrive au croyant par hasard.
God is behind every move.
I'm quoting, chaque mouvement.
He's testing the reaction to an action.
Il teste la réaction à l'action.
And here now, the prophet doesn't come in time.
Il dit maintenant, le prophète ne
he has King Saul.
Les prophètes
the men are starting to leave. They're fearing the Philistines, hiding in the rocks in the mountains.
Les gens commencent à s'enfuir, se cacher dans les rochers par peur des Philistins.
Verse 8, 1 Samuel 13, verse 8. Listen.
13:8, 1 Samuel.
This was his first great mistake.
C'était l'un de ses premiers.
1 Samuel 13, verse 8. And he tarried 7 days. According to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offerings. He couldn't stay in his position.
Il n'est pas resté dans sa position.
When the pressure came,
quand la pression
when
venait,
the pressure of the people was upon him,
quand la pression des gens était sur lui,
he started to take somebody else's position.
Il a commencé à prendre la place de quelqu'un d'autre.
It was not for him to offer burnt offerings.
C'était pas lui qui devait offrir
l'holocauste. It was for the prophet and the priesthood.
Et au sacrificateur.
He had no right to do that.
Il n'avait pas le droit de le faire.
But the pressure came on the man.
Mais la pression est venue
maybe
sur
the
l'homme.
People were pressuring him.
Peut-être le peuple le pressait.
King Saul, you need to do something.
Roi Saul, tu dois faire quelque
please.
Chose. S'il te plaît.
It's not your fault.
C'est ta faute.
The prophet said it'd be after 7 days.
Le prophète a dit
it's not come.
Après 7 jours, mais il n'est pas
we
venu.
Need to fight.
Nous devons combattre.
And he does. He goes and he does it.
Et il va, il le fait.
Verse 10, and it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. Friends, God knows how to do things.
Dieu sait comment faire les choses.
Hey! Imagine how the man felt. Uh-oh.
Imaginez-vous comment il s'est senti.
He has the blood on his hands.
Il a le sang sur ses mains.
He has the burnt offering on the altar.
Il a l'offrande sur l'autel.
And he has the prophet.
Et il a le prophète.
And the prophet comes and says to him, verse 11, what hast thou done?
Le prophète vient lui dit, qu'as-tu fait?
Now if Saul at that time could have had a genuine repentance,
si Saul en ce moment pouvait avoir une
it wouldn't have had to end the way that it did.
Cela n'aurait pas fini de la manière
but the man, when he got in that situation, he couldn't repent.
Il s'est mis dans une position, il ne pouvait plus se repentir.
He plays the blame game.
Il a joué le jeu de condamnation.
Look at the three things that he blames. Watch. And Saul said, because I saw that the people were scattered.
Yeah?
Who's he going to blame next? He's going to blame the prophet. You didn't come within the time appointed. And then he's going to blame the Philistines. And that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash.
Hey,
there's one serious missing element in what he said here. Where's Saul in all of this? Where's Saul? Where's
Saul?
That's a great mistake, friends.
C'est le grand, la grande
that's
erreur.
A great mistake.
La grande
and
erreur.
God allowed that situation to manifest what was in the heart of the man.
Et Dieu a permis cette situation pour manifester ce qui
but when God manifests something, it's not unto destruction. He wants us to repent.
Dieu, quand il manifeste quelque chose, il veut
it's the tender hand of Jehovah just trying to bring us to repentance.
C'est cela l'objectif, il veut nous amener à la repentance.
But the man, he just made up in himself, no,
mais l'homme,
I wasn't wrong.
L'homme a dit, j'avais pas tort.
It was the prophet's fault.
La faute
he should have come when he said that he was.
Il devait venir au moment fixé.
It was God's fault. God should have spoken to the prophet.
C'était la faute de Dieu. Il devait venir au prophète.
Verse 12. Therefore, that's the reason. He said, because of these three things, that's the reason that I said.
À cause de ces trois choses, c'est pourquoi,
the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I've not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore.
Je me suis fait violence, mon
yeah, is that true? Do you think the man forced himself? It was always in the man that he wanted that position.
C'était quelque chose qui
he
était
always wanted to do those kind of things.
Il voulait toujours faire ce genre de choses.
And the Lord said, okay, here's an opportunity.
Le Seigneur a dit, voilà, il a une
puts the pressure.
Il a envoyé
and
la
he goes and he does that.
Et il l'a fait.
What was in his heart?
Qu'est-ce qu'il était dans son cœur?
And verse 13. And Samuel said unto Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established your kingdom upon Israel forever. This was the final test God was giving the man.
C'était le test final que Dieu
he said, if you could have just stood this test,
si il avait seulement passé ce
God
test,
would have established your kingdom upon Israel forever.
Dieu aurait pu établir ton royaume pour toujours en Israël.
Verse 14. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. Friends, but if that man had have repented at that stage,
mais si cet homme s'était repenti en ce moment.
Why do I say that? Because there was a king on a throne, David.
Parce qu'il y avait un roi sur le trône.
And he went and committed adultery with another man's wife.
Il est allé commettre l'adultère avec une autre
which
femme.
Which was punishable unto death.
C'était condamnable à mort.
I think Brother George Martin explained that. I think it was in Banbridge.
George Martin avait expliqué ça quand nous étions à Banbridge.
How that was Bathsheba's fault.
Il dit que c'était la
when he explained the customs and so forth.
Quand elle a expliqué les
she had come out of her time of impurity.
Elle sortait de sa, son moment
and
de
she came to have a bath and that showed that she was coming out of her time of the month. Impurity.
Elle s'est baignée parce qu'elle venait de
she was now fertile.
Maintenant, elle était
she was now available.
Maintenant,
it wasn't a dangerous time.
Maintenant, elle montrait que je suis disponible.
And David looked down.
Maintenant, David
and that was an open invitation.
Que c'était une invitation ouverte.
And David gave in to that spirit.
Et David a cédé à cet esprit.
And he fell with her.
Il est tombé avec
and she
elle.
Conceived.
Il a conçu.
Sin conceives and brings forth every time.
Le péché, il conçoit toujours
and it started to influence other people.
Le péché
and he makes Uriah drunk. Sends him down to his tent, but he won't do that.
Il était dans sa tente. Il a amené l'homme
finally,
pour l'envoyer dans
David
sa
writes a letter, puts it into Uriah's own hand.
L'homme n'a pas voulu céder. Il a donné la lettre.
Sends it to Joab.
Il l'a envoyé auprès de Joab.
Send Uriah into the thickest part of the battle and withdraw from him.
Envoie-lui dans l'endroit le plus difficile et retirez-vous de lui.
And that's what they did.
Et c'est ce
and the prophet
fait.
Says that man, a proselyte. A Hittite.
Les prophètes disent, cet
a Gentile warrior that he was.
C'était un guerrier de gentil.
Fighting the battles of Israel.
Battant pour Israël.
He says he died.
Il était mort.
With blood on his shield.
Avec du sang sur son bouclier.
At the going down of the sun.
À cause,
that was evil, friends.
C'était
that was iniquity.
C'était de l'équité.
And here comes Nathan the prophet now.
Maintenant, Nathan, le prophète, s'approche.
And he comes to David sitting on the throne.
Il vient auprès de David sur le trône.
He says a certain man came and he tells him that parable of the sheep, the lamb.
Il lui a donné cette parabole de brebis.
And this man has 500 sheep and this man just has one lamb.
Cet homme avait 500 brebis, l'autre en avait une
and seule. A traveler visits this man with the 500.
Et un visiteur est venu auprès de
and he sends and he takes that lamb which that man lay in his bosom and treated as his own child.
Il va prendre la brebis de cette
slays that lamb. And feeds the traveler that came his way.
Pour la servir à son
and David says, the man must die.
David dit, cet homme doit mourir.
And Nathan says, you are the man.
Il dit que c'est toi l'homme.
Now watch a man after God's own heart.
Voyez l'homme selon
he
le cœur
fell
de Dieu. Il est tombé
before the Lord.
Devant le Seigneur.
I've sinned before the Lord.
Il dit, j'ai péché devant le Seigneur.
It wasn't, no, it was Bathsheba. No, I didn't mean to do this. It was a mistake, you know what I mean? I was about to make it right. It was a heartfelt repentance. And he fell and he says, I've sinned against the Lord. I've had no joy in my life. I've had no peace. I'm so sorry for what I did. If somehow I can make this right, I'll make it right. I've sinned against the Lord. Let's read Psalm 51. This is what he wrote at that time. Friends, this is what God is looking for. These are people after his own heart, people that repent like this. Psalm 51 says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. That's what it was written. Have mercy upon me, O God. He's not asking, not justify. He's, I need mercy. I need unmerited grace and favor. I need compassion from God at this time. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Not because of who I am, Lord. I've disqualified myself in your sight. But because of who you are. Because of your loving kindness. According unto the multitude of your tender mercies. You see what he's pleading for mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. And cleanse me from my sin.
For, verse
3, for I acknowledge my transgression. And my sin is ever before me. And God, if it's before me, what about before you? That's how he felt. My sin is ever before me. I've tried to do this, I've tried to do that, but I can't get away from what I've done. I didn't know how to make it right, but God, no matter what it costs me now, I'm wrong. I sinned, I acknowledge my sin. I'm to blame. Yes, there's other factors, but he's not interested in those other factors. He's not interested in any blame of anybody else. I've sinned against the Lord. I shouldn't have done that.
Je n'aurais pas dû le faire.
And I acknowledge my iniquity.
Et je reconnais mon iniquité.
Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight.
J'ai fait ce qui est mal à tes yeux.
This is a man who's facing up to what he's done, friend.
C'est quelqu'un qui est sur le point de
comprendre, and he's saying it the way that it is.
Il voit les choses de la manière dont
this was evil what I did.
Il dit, c'était du mal ce que j'ai fait.
That thou mightest be justified. Then he continues on, and he goes on. Listen now to verse 9. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. Can you see, he didn't have the right spirit in him. He had allowed a traveler to come his way. The spirit of lust, the spirit of adultery. And his spirit had been defiled and united together with that spirit. And friends, the prophet said, as long as you worship that spirit, it'll never leave you. It's like the spirit of anger.
C'est comme l'esprit de colère.
The spirit of cruelty.
L'esprit de cruauté.
When the people are cruel, it gives them a nice feeling.
Quand les gens sont cruels, cela leur donne un bon sens.
They like that feeling when they do those things.
Ils ont une bonne sensation quand ils font ces choses.
And until they come to the stage that they no longer worship that spirit.
Et jusqu'à ce qu'ils arrivent à ne plus adorer cet esprit.
That they want to be free from that thing.
Ils veulent être libérés de cet
esprit. It's not going to go.
Il ne va pas partir.
It may go from a season, but it comes back again.
Il peut partir pour une saison, mais il va revenir.
And the only way to bring a genuine deliverance
la seule manière d'amener la vraie
is a genuine repentance.
C'est la repentance
a genuine heartfelt repentance.
C'est une repentance
to expose that thing and all its dirty deeds that it's done.
Pour exposer cette chose avec ses travaux
to expose that thing inside of your life.
Pour exposer cette chose
but the moment we're justifying it, and making excuses for it and blaming other people for it. It keeps coming back, friends. It keeps coming back. And no one will have any jurisdiction over that spirit as long as you keep inviting it back. As long as you don't clean out and make right and cry like David and say, renew a right spirit within me.
David a dit, renouvelle en moi un esprit.
Create in me a clean heart.
Crée en moi un cœur pur.
And then he continues on verse 13. This is the final results of repentance, verse 13. He says, Lord, if you will do that for me, then will I teach transgressors your ways. And sinners shall be converted unto you. That's what someone is repent. It's not a shame to speak of what they did. I'm sure David told all of his sons, let me tell you the greatest mistake I ever made. Just like the prophet did with about his mother-in-law. That's a real repentance, friends. And God was so pleased with that repentance that he put it in his word. And said, this was a man after my own heart. This is the kind of repentance that I'm looking for. So just to finish off, coming to a close with Saul. The Bible continues on. Once he does that, and then disobeys the Lord.
La Bible continue quand il a désobéi.
Finally it says,
finalement, il dit,
an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
Un mauvais esprit du Seigneur est entré dans lui.
That's not a nice condition to be in.
C'est pas une bonne condition dans laquelle se
the Lord allows an evil spirit to come and trouble this person.
Et le Seigneur permet qu'un mauvais esprit vienne vous troubler.
And it says, and the spirit of God departed from the man.
Et il dit, l'esprit de Dieu s'en est allé de la personne.
And how does this evil spirit manifest itself?
Et comment ce mauvais esprit se manifeste-t-il?
Here comes David.
Voici David.
Just doing his best.
Faisant de son mieux.
To serve God and his people.
De servir Dieu et son peuple.
Slays Goliath.
Il dit,
slays Goliath. Kills Goliath.
Il a tué Goliath.
Comes back into Jerusalem.
Il vient à Jérusalem.
Saul killed 1,000.
Saul
David killed 10,000.
David a tué 10,000.
Jealousy.
La jalousie.
He felt threatened.
Il s'est senti menacé.
And the Bible says, and Saul eyed David.
Et la Bible dit, Saul a commencé
from
à
that day forth.
Sur David depuis
he
ce
looked
jour.
At him with an evil eye.
Il a commencé à voir
instead of rejoicing to say, look what God has done for us.
Au lieu de se réjouir de ce que Dieu
God has raised up a gift of deliverance in our midst.
Dieu a élevé un don de
rédemption. This is wonderful. God has strengthened his kingdom.
C'est merveilleux. Dieu a fermé notre
God has strengthened the body.
Dieu a fermé le corps.
But Saul is grieved.
Mais Saul
it wasn't Saul, he was a good man.
Saul était
but it was that son. Evil spirit from the Lord.
Mais il y avait un mauvais esprit
that was making him feel grieved.
Qui le faisait
yet the rest of the children of Israel were rejoicing because of what God had done.
Tout le reste d'Israël se réjouissait de ce que Dieu avait fait.
So what does he do?
Qu'est-ce qu'il fait?
David comes and he's sitting in his house.
David vient dans sa maison.
And the evil spirit from the Lord comes upon him.
Et le mauvais esprit du Seigneur vient sur
he takes
Saul.
His spear.
Il prend une épée, une flèche.
I'll sort this out myself.
Il dit, je vais en finir moi-même. Il la lance sur David.
Hey, David, just see what's going on.
David dit, qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Throwing himself out the way in the spear, into the wall. He threw his javelin at David.
Il a lancé son javelot.
In front of everybody.
Devant tout le monde.
Friends, what kind of an influence is this going to put?
Quel genre d'influence cela va
is this the way that we deal with things in Israel?
Mais c'est comment ils traitent les choses en Israël?
It's not the way that we deal with things.
C'est pas comme ça que nous traitons les choses.
And then David goes out, and then Jonathan has to intercede.
David s'enfuit et Jonathan devient.
And David comes back, and Saul does it a second time.
Et David revient, Saul le fait.
Throws the javelin at David.
Il a lancé le javelot sur
now
David.
Now you'll say, how does that apply to us? Hebrews chapter 7, part 2, the message, Hebrews chapter 7, the prophet says, paragraph
349.
He says, and you people, with these saw blade tempers, a temper like a saw blade.
Avec des tempéraments comme une scie métallique.
That's always spouting off in the mouth against somebody.
Vous qui êtes toujours en train de parler du mal de quelqu'un.
You can't put up with somebody.
Vous ne pouvez pas vous convenir avec quelqu'un.
He says, be careful.
Il dit, soyez prudent.
You're guilty.
Vous êtes
if you speak a word against your brother that's not right.
Vous, si vous dites quelque chose contre votre frère qui n'est pas juste,
you don't have to stick a knife in a man's back to kill him.
Vous ne devez pas planter un couteau dans quelqu'un pour le tuer.
You just break his character.
Briser seulement son caractère.
Kill his influence.
Détruisez son influence.
And it's the same as if you've killed him.
C'est comme la même chose que si vous l'avez
tué. So when you take it from Saul then,
quand vous le prenez,
and you bring
Saul,
it to now,
vous
it's when we're speaking evil against people.
Quand vous parlez du
in
mal
in front
des
of
gens,
other people.
Des gens,
we're doing exactly the same as Saul.
Vous faites exactement comme Saul.
We're smiting the children of God.
Vous êtes en train de poignarder
it's the same spirit of anointing as it anointed Saul.
C'est le même esprit qui avait oint Saul.
And if we don't repent of that, it's going to hold us back from adoption,
si
friends.
Nous nous repentons pas de cela, cela va nous garder de notre adoption.
The prophet says, you're speaking about Brother Nabal, speak against your pastor here.
Le prophète dit parlant de
say something bad about him.
Vous parlez en mal de votre pasteur.
You just might as well have shot him.
C'est la même chose que si vous l'aviez tiré sur lui.
Told something that wasn't right about him.
Vous dites quelque chose qui n'est pas
it'll kill his influence with the people and things like that.
Cela va détruire son influence dans les gens.
And you're guilty of it.
Vous en êtes
he
coupable.
Says that's what Jesus said.
C'est ce que Jésus a dit.
So we can see with Saul.
Vous pouvez voir ce que Saul.
That's what he started to do.
C'est ce qu'il a commencé à dire.
And instead of repenting of that.
Au lieu de se repentir de cela.
The next thing he speaks to Jonathan and his servants and says, "Let's kill David."
Et maintenant, il complote avec Jonathan et les autres que nous allons tuer David.
And then David's in his home, and Saul speaks to his servants, and says, "Go and kill him in his bed."
Pendant que David était chez lui, Saul dit à son serviteur, "Va le tuer."
And finally, David has to flee for his life.
David devait s'enfuir pour sa vie.
Now, it then brings us to the cave.
Maintenant, cela nous amène à la cave.
Saul is troubled by this evil spirit.
Saul est troublé.
Sometimes he would be genuine.
Parfois il est authentique.
Sometimes it would be like he'd seem to repent.
Parfois il semble comme s'il veut se repentir.
But that spirit would keep coming back.
Mais cet esprit
showing
continue à rentrer.
That he worshipped that spirit.
Montrant qu'il adorait cet esprit.
He wanted that spirit in some sense.
Qu'il voulait cet esprit.
He didn't want to break free.
Il voulait pas s'en débarrasser.
Let's finish off as 1 Samuel 24.
1 Samuel 24.
And 26, which is the two instances.
C'est
so David now is running away from Saul.
David maintenant s'enfuit de Saul.
Now David is wise. He has the spirit of forgiveness. He's forgiven the man.
David est sage. Il a pardonné l'homme.
He doesn't have anything that he holds against Saul. And God's going to prove
Saul.
It.
Il n'a plus rien contre lui.
But he knows I need to keep a distance between me and this man.
Il est mieux que je garde une distance.
Because this man's a little bit too quick with his spear.
Parce que cette personne ne sait pas maîtriser sa.
And the influence he's put about those people around him, they're pretty quick with their spears as well.
Et son influence va se répandre autour de ces gens qui sont autour de.
And so Saul comes into the cave.
Et Saul.
1 Samuel 24 verse 3 is in the cave. Verse 4.
Verset 4, 1 Samuel 24.
And the men of David said unto him, "Behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand." Let's not forget the final test before David's going to get on the throne.
N'oublions pas le dernier test.
This is the final test.
C'est le dernier test.
It's the test of forgiveness.
C'est le test du pardon.
He has a man.
Voici l'homme.
And all the things this man has done against David.
Toutes ces choses que cet homme a fait contre
David. And the Lord brings a situation and brings them together in a cave.
Et le Seigneur crée une situation pour qu'ils se retrouvent.
And Saul lies down or whatever he does.
David, Saul était là couché.
And the brethren are saying, David.
Le frère vient et dit, David.
Now's your time.
Take
it in your own hands.
Il est maintenant dans ta main.
Use the same tactics he uses.
Utilise la même tactique que lui avait utilisée.
Smite him. This is the day that God said.
C'est le jour que le Seigneur.
And the big mistake was what?
Et la plus grande erreur c'était quoi?
The Lord has delivered your enemy.
Le Seigneur.
Saul wasn't his enemy.
Saul n'était pas.
The devil was his enemy. And the devil was using Saul. Saul was his brother. They used to worship in the tabernacle together. They used to have sweet fellowship in days gone by. But the devil had come in. And David wanted to make sure, no, I'm going to keep it right on my side.
David voulait être sûr qu'il
I can't make this man repent.
Je peux pas amener cette personne à se
I can't make him.
Je peux pas l'amener.
Break free from the spirit.
Se débarrasser de cet esprit.
But I'm not going to be guilty before God.
Mais je vais pas me rendre coupable.
And he says to his people. So he goes, what does he do? He cuts off the skirt of Saul's robe.
Il a coupé un pan de la robe
verse
de
5.
Saul.
And it came to pass afterwards that David's heart smote him. Because he had cut off Saul's skirt.
Parce qu'il avait coupé le pan du manteau de Saul.
Saul is throwing javelins at the man.
Saul avait lancé des javelins
sur lui. Just touches him a bit and says,
il avait seulement pris un pan de la robe.
I shouldn't do this.
Il dit, je n'aurais pas dû faire.
And he said unto his men,
il a dit à ses gens,
verse 6, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master. He respects the office of the man.
Il a égard à la fonction de l'homme.
The Lord's anointed. He knows God anointed the man at one time.
Il sait que Dieu avait oint cette personne une fois.
To stretch forth my hand against him, seeing he's the anointed of the Lord. Verse 7, so David stayed his servants with these words. David stopped his men and said, no.
Il arrêta ses serviteurs. Il dit, arrêtez.
And then Saul goes out of the cave.
Alors,
and David follows him and says,
David le poursuit.
My Lord, King.
Il dit, mon Seigneur, le roi.
Do you see?
Vois-tu?
People are stirring you up against me.
Des gens t'élèvent.
But I hold nothing against you because you were in my hand.
Je n'ai rien contre toi. Voici, tu étais en
main. And in verse 16, and it came to pass when David had made an end of speaking these words unto Saul, that Saul said, is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and he wept. That's a repentance in a sense, isn't it?
Et maintenant, c'est la repentance.
Verse 17, and he said unto David,
et il dit à David,
thou art more righteous than I.
Tu es plus juste que moi.
For thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I've rewarded the evil.
Tu m'as rendu du bien quand je t'ai fait du mal.
But there was no connection in heavenly places.
Mais il n'y avait pas de connexion dans les lieux célestes.
David says, I forgive.
David dit,
I hold nothing against you, my Lord the King.
Je n'ai rien contre toi, mon Seigneur le roi.
But David wasn't going back to the palace anytime soon.
Mais David n'est pas rentré au palais.
He knew, I'm not going back to the palace
now. Il savait, non, je ne peux plus rentrer au palais.
Let's wait for God to finish this.
J'attends que le Seigneur termine.
So David goes on, and two chapters later, chapter 26.
Deux chapitres plus loin, au chapitre 26.
David's told Saul sleeping down in a valley.
David a vu Saul endormi dans.
And there's Saul and all of his men and. And now it's interesting, verse 7, 1 Samuel 26, this will be our last scripture. 1 Samuel 26, verse 7.
26, verse 7.
So David and Abishai, they come down into the camp of Saul by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. Friends, I'm sure when David looked at that spear, he said, I recognize this spear.
Quand David a regardé à la lance, il a dit, je reconnais cette lance.
That's the same spear that Saul would.
C'est la même lance qu'il avait jetée sur moi.
And it's like the Lord saying, David, you can use the same means as this man uses if you want.
Le Seigneur a dit, David, tu peux utiliser les mêmes moyens que cet homme si tu veux.
Here's the spear.
Voici la lance.
What do you want to do with Saul's spear?
Qu'est-ce que tu veux faire de la lance de
Saul? And David seen that spear before and been on the receiving end of that kind of a spear.
David avait vu cette lance et il était du mauvais côté de la lance.
Verse 8, then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered thine enemy into thine hand this day. Now, therefore, let me smite him, I pray thee, with the spear, even to the earth at once. You don't have to do it. I'll do it. Friends, you're guilty by association whether you do it or you don't do it. If you agree to it, the same spirit's upon you. That's why we should never give ears to gossip and stuff, because the same anointing comes on us. The moment we agree with those things and yield ourselves, we need to go back and say, God, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. And then Saul repents again. David stands far off.
David se tient là au-dessus.
And Saul says, you are more righteous than I. I've played the fool.
Tu es plus juste.
Return, O my son David.
Rentre, mon fils David.
But David knew in himself,
mais David savait en lui-même,
there's not a full repentance here.
Que c'est pas la vraie repentance.
And David, though he had forgiveness,
David, bien qu'il avait pardonné,
he never manifested foolishness.
Il n'était pas insensé.
He kept a distance.
Il avait gardé une distance.
And he waited for the Lord to continue, to finish up his dealings with Saul.
Il avait attendu que le Seigneur en finisse avec Saul.
With Saul. And David goes to the land of the Philistines, stays there for 1 year.
Pour une année.
Saul dies in battle.
Saul meurt dans
God
la
takes him off the scene early.
Dieu l'écarte de la scène.
The prophet says God will do that.
Et
and David's on the throne. And how David must have rejoiced to say, I'm so glad.
Et David devait être content pour
I
Dieu.
Never took things into my own hands.
Je n'ai pas traité
and
les
forced my way
main.
To the throne. I'm glad I allowed things to run their full course. Let God develop the picture clearly in the end. And let God appoint who he wants to appoint. And let God correct who he needs to correct.
Que Dieu puisse mettre celui qu'il veut en place.
One final quote in questions and answers.
Dans questions et réponses.
The prophet speaking of the new birth.
Le prophète parlant de la
nouvelle. He says something happened to me.
Il dit quelque chose s'est passé à moi.
He says that old power, that old William Branham died.
Ce vieux William Branham est mort.
And someone else come in.
Et quelqu'un d'autre est venu.
And it makes me feel sorry for my enemy.
Et cela me fait sentir, me donne de la pitié pour mes ennemis.
When anyone does anything wrong to me,
quand quelqu'un fait quelque chose de mal contre moi,
I never pray against them.
Je ne prie jamais contre eux.
I pray for them.
Je prie pour eux.
That's where the Holy Spirit gave the test the other night in New England.
C'est alors que l'Esprit a témoigné l'autre jour.
When that boy and girl were put in the prophet's hands, do with them what you will.
Quand on l'a donné, on dit au prophète, fais de lui ce que tu veux.
When he gave that power,
quand il m'a donné cette puissance,
and he said, just speak what you will to those people.
Il a dit, dis ce que tu veux contre ces gens.
The way they had done.
Tout ce qu'ils ont fait.
And I looked down there.
J'ai regardé.
And I said, I forgive you.
J'ai dit, je vous pardonne.
That's exactly what he wanted.
C'est tout ce qu'il
voulait. You see. Forgive your enemies.
Pardonnez vos
ennemis. Now listen how he explains why we need to do it.
Voyez, you see, il explique c'est comment devons le faire.
These are spirits.
Ça, ce sont des esprits.
That make you evil.
Qui vous rendent mauvais.
So watch them, spirits.
Il dit, veillez sur ces
If Saul
esprits.
Throws a spear, don't use the same spear, friends.
Si Saul lance la lance,
because the same spirit that's upon Saul's spear is going to come upon you.
N'utilisez pas la même lance. C'est le même esprit qui est sur Saul qui devient.
And then you're going to get yourself entangled in something.
Ne vous laissez pas séduire.
And instead of an evil spirit from the Lord just dealing with Saul, bothering him, you find the evil spirit from the Lord's upon yourself. And it's upon your children. And then there's a confusion. And how are you going to fix that kind of a situation? Only one way. Repentance. That's why, friends, for us as individuals, to come to our own personal adoption, we need two things in our experience. Complete repentance. When the word corrects us, complete repentance. Broken-hearted confession. Not dry-eyed confessions. Secondly,
la deuxième chose,
the spirit of forgiveness.
L'esprit du pardon.
We need both.
Nous avons besoin des deux.
And once God has freely forgiven you,
et quand Dieu vous a vraiment pardonné,
you have the equipment
vous avez
to freely forgive others.
L'équipement nécessaire.
That's where the spirit of the forgiveness comes from.
C'est alors que l'esprit de
because your brother owes you 50 pence.
Parce que votre frère vous doit 50
but the Lord forgave you of your 500 talents.
Mais le Seigneur vous a pardonné
so it's
de vos
easy
500
for you
millions.
To forgive. But like I say, forgiveness is not foolishness.
Mais le pardon, c'est pas de,
if you
de
see
la
someone's
folie.
Not fully repented, you keep praying.
Si quelqu'un ne sait pas,
you act wisely the way that David
soyez
did.
Soyez sage comme David l'était.
And continuez you let God continue and finish the work in the life
laissez
of somebody.
Dieu continuer et terminer ce
don't
travail
pray against them, pray for them.
Ne priez pas contre
and
lui,
act wisely. Because that's what people after God's own heart do. Let's stand.
Gens, selon le cœur de Dieu.
Let's sing a song. Let's sing that song, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Me a clean heart,
O God, and renew a right spirit within me, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And renew a right spirit within. Cast me not, my Lord, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore. creating me, my Lord, creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me, creating me, Lord, creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, oh Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Take it not, my Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within. Oh, cast me not, my Lord, cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Take it not, my Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Let's sing that song once again. Take me back to the place where I first knew you. Is that not your desire, friends?
Amen.
Springtime, season of restoration, the buds, the blooming. The trees coming back to the fragrance and the odor that they once had. Is it not wonderful to see in the life of somebody when they start coming back? And there's that same sweet fragrance around them that they used to be. Or when somebody comes to the Lord and there's a repentance and there's a change in atmosphere. There's a change in administration in their life. It's just a sweetness of something. That's the Spirit of Christ. Take me back to the place where I first received it.
Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received. Lord, please take me back. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back to, Lord, where I first believed. Oh, Lord, take me back, take me back. Take me back, take me back. Take me back to, Lord, to the place where I first received you. Lord, won't you take me back? Take me back. Take me back to, Lord, where I first believed. Oh, Lord, take me back. Take me back, Lord. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back to, Lord, to the place where I first received you. Lord, won't you take me back? Take me back, take me back. Take me back to, Lord, where I first believed. Oh, Lord, please take me back, take me back. Take me back, take me back. Take me back to, Lord, where I first received you. Lord, won't you take me back? Take me back. Take me back to, Lord, where I first believed.
Let's bow our heads. Friends, you know where you are before the Lord.
Vous savez où vous êtes devant ici.
Is anybody here today?
Y a-t-il quelqu'un ici?
And you don't know Jesus.
Tu ne connais pas Jésus.
You've never met him.
Vous n'avez jamais rencontré
in the forgiveness Jésus. Of your sin.
Dans le pardon de vos péchés.
And inside of your heart today,
et dans votre cœur,
you're aujourd'hui, wanting to repent.
Vous voulez vous repentir.
You see your life.
Vous voyez votre vie.
You know that you're sinning against God.
Vous savez, vous avez péché contre
you're
Dieu.
Sinning against heaven.
Vous avez péché contre le ciel.
You're sinning against others.
Vous avez péché contre
and
les
you're
autres.
Wanting today
vous voulez aujourd'hui
for there to be a reconciliation,
qu'il y ait une réconciliation
between you and your heavenly Father,
entre vous et votre Père Céleste,
between you and Jesus who died for you.
Entre vous et Jésus qui est mort pour
why don't you raise your hand to him?
Sometimes
you don't have to say words.
Parfois, vous ne devez pas
it's an attitude of the heart.
C'est une attitude du cœur.
As you raise your hand to him,
comme vous levez
if there's a genuine inside of yourself,
s'il y a une authenticité
oh, he'll respond to that, my friend.
Il va répondre
as sure as the world, he's already responded to it.
Il va vous montrer la
because he's the one who started the work.
Parce que c'est lui qui a commencé
he's working on both ends.
Il travaille de deux côtés.
And then as we pray,
et comme nous
prions, you just talk to him. As you would to your friend. And you just tell him that you're sorry for what you've done. And you just ask him to help you. And you just ask him to forgive you. And you just ask him to give you a new start, a new beginning. And he'll take you from there. And your life will never be the same. Is anybody here today? You've been a believer. You've been anointed, you've been used of God, you've testified to people, you've held an office in his house, you've been a song leader, a deacon, you've been whatever it is, but you know that it's not what it used to be. Something's come in. There's a foreign something in your experience.
Il y a quelque chose dans ton
and you can feel the hand of the Lord has been upon you.
Et tu peux sentir que la main
because he's wanting to
toi.
Bring you to the place
parce qu'il veut vous ramener
that from your heart
du fond
you
de
acknowledge
ton cœur,
the wrong that you've done.
Tu peux reconnaître le mal
that
que
you
tu
allowed
as fait,
the wrong spirit to come in.
Que tu avais permis au mauvais esprit de venir.
Why don't you speak to the Lord as well?
Pourquoi ne pas parler au Seigneur?
And say, Father, I've sinned against you.
Dis, Père, j'ai péché
I've wandered
toi.
Far away from God.
Je me suis écarté loin
but
de toi.
Now I'm coming home.
Je
the paths of sin too long I've trod.
J'ai suivi beaucoup
Lord,
le chemin
I'm
du péché.
Coming home. Let's all speak to the Lord.
Parlons maintenant au
Seigneur. Let's all call upon his name in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just do bring myself
Father, in time, Lord. Father, to worship thee, Lord, and to glorify thee, Lord, Savior God. Father, praise, grace, given unto thee. Bless, Lord, Savior. Father, thank, Lord, people upon this day and give us, Lord, Savior. Father, and fight this, Lord, and
just as we come to a time of worship, saints, I just would like to say we have communion service next Saturday evening, so there's no Friday service. So let's come for communion. Let's gather in his house by the grace of God. Let's just ask the musicians, and let's come to a time of worship. And our desire, friends, in worship is the Lord to water the seed. Sometimes the word is hard, friends. Sometimes when I look back at the last few months, when the Lord speaks certain things to me, the best thing you can do is to submit yourself. Just say, Lord, I acknowledge. Don't look anywhere else. Don't blame anybody else. Don't worry about anybody else. Just make sure that you and him, the word himself, have the right relationship at this time. And everything else will take care of itself.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider
consider
I see the sky, the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe. Then sings my soul,
then sings my
soul, my Savior God to thee. My soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art! and Laura's glades I wander. I hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain, oh, and hear the brook and feel the gentle. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. Oh, how great thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is not spirit, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burdens gladly, gladly bury. He bled and died to take away my sin. That sings my soul. Savior, go to thee. Oh, how great thou art. How great thou art. That sings my soul. My Savior, go to thee. How great thou art. Oh, great thou art. Take me home, my joy shall fill my heart, then I shall, I will bow, humble adoration, and they proclaim, my God, how great thou art. It sings my soul.
Ask Brother Will if you wouldn't mind coming to close for us in a word of prayer. May God bless you this week. Prayer meeting on Wednesday, communion Saturday, normal service on Sunday. God bless. Anyone you want to pray? Oh, sorry.
Hallelujah.
Sorry, we almost forgot the dedications. It's good that people remind us these things. Yeah? We won't say that years are catching up with us, but you never know. Yeah? So let's sing the song, and then we ask Brother Vlad to lead the song. Brother George can go get ready with Sister Liana, and let's have the dedication. Amen. Amen. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus. Let's sing it once more, brother. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus. You know, this little Joshua is a real testimony.
Amen.
That God has good thoughts for his people.
Amen.
Now the Bible says, though the vision tarry, wait for it.
Amen.
It shall speak. It shall come, though it tarry. And it's so good to wait for the Lord's time.
That's right.
The Lord really knows his time, and he knows how to give us good things.
Amen.
In his season. So what a wonderful little blessing that God has given to our brother and our sister. Let's pray. Father, the only thing we can say is that truly the Lord is good.
Amen.
Father, you are good unto your children. And how we thank you upon this day for your goodness. To hold in our hands, Father, little Joshua. Father, I know my brother, he doubted in himself many times when he was single that he would get married. But Father, you had good thoughts towards him, Lord. Father, before the foundation of the world, you'd already made a provision for him. Father, and then when he was married, Lord, both of them wondered many times, would they have a child? But Father, you never worried about it, Lord.
Amen.
Because in your thoughts and your purposes, you knew this day would come. And Father, how wonderful it is just to wait upon the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for this little blessing. How we bring Joshua, we want to bring him back unto thee. May he be a real Joshua. Father, may he be a man of God if you should tarry. May he be a blessing to his parents. May he be a joy to his grandparents. Father, may be a blessing to your sons and your daughters.
Yes, Lord.
Father, as we look upon him, Lord, upon this day, Father, sleeping so peacefully, how we just want to give him into your hands.
Amen.
For you said, suffer the little children to come unto me.
Amen.
And forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And Jesus, we bring and we give him into your hands, that you'd watch over him, Lord, in this evil age, with these diseases, Lord, with iniquity, Father, with sin, with cruelty, with the maliciousness of man. But Father, in your hands, Father, he's in the secret place of the Most High. Father, he's in a place that, Father, no matter what the enemy might do, you have said you would prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. So may you watch over this little child, we pray. Bless his parents. Give them wisdom as parents once again. Father, help our sister, help our brother. Give them, Lord, the things that they need just as they need them. Guide them in the decisions that they make and all that they do. That this child from birth until you return may be a blessing and a joy every day of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, sister. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that final song. We dismiss in Jesus' name. Amen. Yep, it's better that. Let's sing that one, Brother.
My boat of life
sails on a troubled seas. Whenever there's a wind in my sails, but I have a friend who watches over me when the breeze turns into a gale.
Oh, I know.
I know the master of the winds. I know the maker of the rain. Jesus, calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights. Above the beat my soul can define. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low, but never brings me down.
Oh, I know.
I know the master of the wind.
I know my blessed Redeemer.
I know the maker of the rain. Jesus, calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind.
I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. Jesus, calm the storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of an unexpected storm. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Raise me low, but never brings me down. Oh, I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. My boat of life, my boat of life,
says what troubles is, there never be a wind in my sail. But I am afraid the watches over me, winds me long.
Oh, I know
the master of the wind.
Oh, I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. Sometimes I soar
like an eagle to the heights. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low, but never.
Oh, I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again.
Master of every situation. You are the master of our lives, Lord. And today we submit ourselves to your word that has been preached.
Hallelujah.
For we know, Lord, that Father, it has not come just so it could grieve us, but it has come to mold us into what you want us to be, Father. For these things that we see on this earth, they are all temporary. they will soon come to pass. But in your mind, you have for us things that we cannot even imagine.
Amen.
And Father, you are desiring for us to have the right character to be in such a place, Lord. Therefore, as we may not understand, but we submit, Lord, to your word, and we desire from this day, Lord, to have that characteristic of forgiveness in us, Lord, that characteristic, Lord, of repentance. Father, like that mighty man David, Lord, a man who could repent thoroughly, Lord. Father, how we desire to be like that this morning. Father, we desire to have that forgiveness in us, Father. For indeed, when we look at it, Lord, how could we ever, Lord, hold unforgiveness in our hearts, knowing that you have forgiven us, Father? Please be merciful, Lord, and help us to see things from the way you see them. Lord, we commit every brother, every sister into your hands. We pray, Father, that you continue to reveal thy word unto us, Lord. And we want to thank you for our pastor, that you continue to use him, Lord. We commit him to you. Continue, Father, to speak to us, Father, through the preaching of thy word. Father, bless your people as we go home, every one of us, Lord, to continue meditating upon these words, Lord. Father, let them become life into us, Lord. Let us and our lives, Lord, become one with this word, Father. We pray, Father, that you would lead us until we would meet again, as we now commit the remainder of the day into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yeah.